And as you say, it's a showcase meeting for the West.
It certainly is. Can I ask you, just before we get a couple of horses, news yesterday that the hearings around Benjamin Smith are about to take place.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. They'll take place next Wednesday and Thursday, the 13th and 14th of February. And obviously, now Ben Smith has been required to appear, and we'll deal with those cobalt matters that we reported late last year.
Okay, and the Darren Weir case, you've obviously been in, you know, talking with Racing Victoria stewards about how it's all evolved.
Yeah, look, we've been in dialogue with them, Andrew, just to ascertain whether there was any evidence of, you know, any impropriety in New South Wales. They've indicated to us that they don't have any evidence of that, but obviously, you know, we have our integrity mechanisms in place where we're monitoring activities such as that, and, you know, we're confident that we're putting all the resources in the right areas in that regard.
Okay, so we'll monitor that as we go through that in Victoria. Now, we understand the Winx Gallop is coming up and approaching us, so, Mark, let's have a look at a couple of these horses for today.
Yeah, in the fifth, Andrew, Miss Invincible, Warwick Farm, 28th of January. It's finished fourth there behind So Taken, but it did race very keenly in the run when it was crossed in the early stages and refused to settle, and it actually hung out throughout the event. And post-race, it was found to have been slow to recover, and we've got the necessary veterinary clearances. In race seven, My Fire Fox, number 13, Ramick, 26th of January, finished fourth there behind Dawn Passage. But look, it did 600 metres, had to be steady when it was crowded for room, held up on the home turn. And then in Australia, did race in restricted room and probably didn't get it out to about the 200-metre mark, but finished off reasonably well. And the only other one to mention, Andrew, in race nine, number four, Rapido Shaparo, finished seventh there behind Nihal, beaten nine lengths at Canterbury on the 18th of January. Look, it was disadvantaged by the strong run and couldn't finish the race off, but it was found to be making a respiratory noise post-race, and it's had also the necessary veterinary clearances, so may have had some excuses on that occasion.
Okay, so three horses off previous runs for today's meeting at Warwick Farm. I presume you'll be out here relatively early just to have a look at the track.
Yeah, we certainly will, Andrew, and we'll give you an update if there's any reassessment of it.
Okay, good on you. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here.
Good, thank you.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey's joining Duff. How was the egg and bacon there, Duff?
Oh, gee, there was three eggs and ½ pound of bacon on it.
Oh, fair dinkum. You still ate it, though?
No, I actually didn't finish
it. Oh, you didn't finish it? Munsey would have, though. Good morning to Tabs. Glenn Munsey.
I hoovered it in, Andrew. I hope HR's listening. By the time I got to bed this morning at 12.30 after...
Don't worry, they're always listening to you.
And, you know, left this morning at 6.30. You know, in the old days when they said, you know, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of rest, 8 hours of play?
Going out for storms.
Yeah.
I mean, Canterbury only went back because they had to go back because of the terrible storms. Anyway.
But, you know, we're here anyway. And I actually looked at, you know, Ronnie said there's plenty of egg on the bacon and egg roll. So I knew you would need a whole one. So I've eaten half of yours as well.
Right.
So that's all right. And I really appreciate the boys in the kitchen over there at
the William Inglis
for sending it over and sending over. They didn't send over coffee because they said that ground dirt and hot water, it's no good for you.
Yeah.
You should be drinking pure filtered carbonated water with some syrup, no sugar, and they've sent over four cans of Pepsi Max.
Yeah, they did.
One of them's gone already.
Yeah, I thought it would. The crew there, we thank the William Inglis for looking after you guys for sure. Now, Winx, we're standing by here. As soon as it occurs, we will bring it to you. So let's go and welcome in Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Munns. Good to see you all back together in the van, nice and cosy this morning.
Yeah, look, it's good to be back because we're here together next week as well. Just when we're just going to bounce into Winx next week.
And I've kept the Ray Thomas flavour going. You know, by
Jason Rhythm wore a tie last week too. Yeah. But then about
good
that.
Good to see you've got pants on today, Andrew. After that effort at Dubbo the other day, no wonder you've got the pants. Back
I was going to wear.
Did
shorts.
Did you see those two paddle pop sticks that were?
I was going to wear shorts this morning. I thought no, I'd cop too much.
I was going to wear shorts this morning because I've got a room there and I could have.
You could have worn.
Didn't
shorts.
Have to dress up for the races.
Exactly. All right. Now, as I say, I know I'm repeating myself. People, don't panic. Winx's Gallop will have it for you from the track, and then Lizzie Jelf's as soon as it all unfolds out there. So let's get going, I think. Let's start looking at Inglis Millennium Day. And the first race, Glenn, kicks off at 10 to 1.
Yeah, and now we are taking that gallop of Winx, so it's an ideal opportunity, Andrew, for you to say probably around about 20 to 9 that we are running short of time. So we'll kick off early anyway.
On that point, what about Duff last week? There I was listening away. Oh, it's good, Jason, to be listening and working with a very professional person. I mean, come on.
Didn't run a minute late.
Oh, come on.
Everything was
the last 3 weeks.
Smooth.
Oh, you're joining the team too, Dinopolis.
And it mightn't have been just you, Andrew. Glenn was away as well. So
it wasn't just me. Oh, sorry. How do you feel?
Do you believe...
I feel like a Tui.
Since you went on holidays, Sweps hasn't sponsored a race.
No.
I don't know.
No, they'll be back.
I think they're gone. I think they're out of it.
They'll be back on top now that I'm back.
A very professional team will now look at race one.
Yes.
Okay, the Darley Lonro plate today for the two-year-olds here over 1,100 metres. And we've got Time to Rain with a lugging bit on, and the standard bit comes off today, and it's the $1.60 favourite. Bivouac's a $5 chance. Cosmic Force, scratch from the Inglis Millennium to run here at $5. Escaped. Now, it was scratched from the Kenzo track on Wednesday. Runs here on a...
All right. Sorry, I couldn't hear anything. I didn't get any feedback. Interesting. I think Escaped obviously looks to have the speed here to lead. Tim Clark, interesting to see what he wants to do on Time to Rain. Either can come across or... just take the trail behind Escaped, and Sylvia's Memory obviously got plenty of speed from the inside and looks most likely to lead. All right. Pretty keen on, obviously, Time to Rain, short price favourite here, and I think it's pretty hard to get away from him. He's most, in two starts, obviously most impressive, and then put away with the eye to the Golden Slipper, and came back at the trials. Trialled the same day as McLaren, who... won by 7 lengths, and Time to Rain only won by a length, but just marginally slower and actually was quicker home than McLaren. So if you haven't watched his trial, I suggest you go back and watch it this morning at the Race New South Wales website. Certainly looks to have made good improvement off a break. I think he takes a trail here. I doubt if Tim Clark wants to lead, he can, but Escaped has speed, so should just trail her in the run. And I think Gary Portelli's got a serious slipper contender here in Time to Rain, given the way he looks to have come back. So looking forward to seeing him step out this afternoon and how he performs. Number two, Bivouac, I think is the danger. I'm in racebook order here. Obviously, I thought his performance behind Dawn Passage was solid. I think he'll improve up to 1,100 metres, and that was a fast-run race, so it should top him off well for this second up with Blake Shin aboard. Cosmic Force won well on debut at Newcastle over the 900 metres. Since been back to the trials, Hugh Bowman, obviously a key booking for Team Snowden, and from the inside draw, had to be respected and Escaped. I think he's displayed good ability at the trials. Obviously, Sunpatch has come out and won well during the week, and the fact they did scratch from the midweek to run here is a decent push from the stables. Has to be somewhat respected. But I think Time to Rain's pretty smart. Got him on top. My numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Thanks very much, Simon. There, we've just lost the boys at the track, and we'll head back to Warwick Farm momentarily, and we'll also bring you coverage of Winx. Great to see the champion mare back on the track, and we'll rejoin there too. Just in advance of that, Simon, and I guess sort of reflecting on race one and for later in the day, in terms of the track, what's your thinking towards race one?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Generally, your heavy track at Warwick Farm, you'd imagine, obviously, Rail and the True, they do look to get off the fence. Obviously, as the race meeting goes on, whether the inside does chop out and they do really get to the outside. First few races probably won't tell us much, only small fields, and although there looks to be solid tempo, I'd imagine probably the best guide we'll get, race five, the three-year-old Inglis Sprint, obviously a capacity field. Lined up in that, there looks to be good tempo. I think that if there is any bias or if there's any sort of lane, so to speak, on the track, that'll give us the best guide as to who's better placed. But I think if you drew wide earlier in the week, you would have been a bit disappointed. But now since the rains came, I'd imagine by the end of the day, you'd probably want to be drawn wide. But obviously, we'll monitor that as the day goes on, Hamish.
Okay, so that's the story there with Simon. Now, we've just had a slight technical issue here that we've hopefully now solved. You've seen the vision of Winx, and for our radio audience, Winx is now out on the track at Randwick. We'll pick the gallop up. She's got to walk around to where they want to start the gallop, and then we'll pick it up and talk over it and take you through it. So Winx is now on the track at Randwick, and we'll give you some more on that. Now, Ron, your thoughts in the first.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from Time to Rain. He picks himself. He's short enough. It'll be nice to see him, you know, shape right up and stamp himself a real slipper type here. I think Cosmic Force is the danger. Beat Blazing Miss last prep. Looked a better trial this time in. Steel Diamond, Graf's little sister. Three career trials, October, December, January, all good. Can't rule her out at all. And two, Bivouac, who's got that placing in the fast race behind Dawn Passage last start. 1, 3, 7, and 2.
Okay, Simon, just recap your numbers in the first.
Yeah, I'm in racebook order, Andrew. My number's 1, 2, 3, and 4. With Time to Rain, I think, given the way he's trialled, as mentioned, he ran similar time to McLaren on the same day, actually quicker home. So I think Gary Portet looks like a serious super contender. I hope so for Connection. So very looking forward to seeing him step out today.
Darren Flindell calling all the action out here at Warwick Farm. He likes One Time to Rain to beat 3, 5, and 7. 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the first. Now, Simon's gone through the pace here in race two, Ron, so give us your thoughts here.
Yeah, I think it's, I suppose we got a market there, Glenn.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Glenn. Yeah,
we've got Starboy out, the deduction, 6 cents to win at 6 cents a place. Noble Boy, odds on, 165. Acquittal at $10. Gundy out this morning, 6 cents to win at 6 cents a place. Tully Toff, 21. Exaggerate, 41. Prince Planet, with a cross nose band off, $41. Sunlit, Brett and Abdullah ride a half over at 54, $7. Sausage is at $3.80. Alternative Facts at 17, and Zardoro is a $23 chance. Not the biggest betting race. Half the investment on the race is on Noble Boy here. Second pick would be Alternative Facts, and third pick is Acquittal. Interesting to note there, Alternative Facts is 18 to 17 this morning, Acquittal 13 to 10.
Okay.
Let's go to this gallop with Winx.
Righto. So Egg Tartar for our radio audience. Egg Tart Scratch from today is galloping. Probably, Ron, looking at maybe, what is it, 4 or 5 lengths in front of the champion mare at this stage at about the 800-metre mark.
Yeah, they look to be going about 16 to the furlong there. They're going pretty steady, so I don't know how far this gallop is scheduled for, but there they are at the 800 there in the course proper. So,
what's Hugh Bowman thinking? A week out, it's a normal sort of thing that Chris likes to do.
No, he'll use a pretty cool, calm and collected sort of character. He'll be saying, "Oh, you know, what time is it? I've got to get a couple of hours before Warwick Farm."
Righto,
I'm going to get to Warwick Farm shortly.
They're getting around the home turn now, and Egg Tart's probably now maybe 2 lengths. It's hard to pick up in the vision head on, but she gets to the outside of Egg Tart now, and we can see that many people have lined up watching the mare down the straight, Ron, the last 200. Hugh Bowman not moving on her.
No, just quickening up a little bit now. So really not asked to do a lot of track work this morning, maybe because of the wet conditions on the track, but well, what do you want to see? That's how she moves. She
nice and comfortable.
Lovely
nice and comfortable.
Probably, you're probably listening to what Huey was talking to Lizzie before. I thought she was going to do a little bit more than that.
Mm.
He said, you know, he was switching her on, taking her away. He said, she didn't tug him sort of into the trial the other day, and maybe the fact that the track's just that little bit wet, they don't want to, you know, overextend her.
Well, 1,400 resuming it. See, they probably want to keep her a little bit mad fresh as well.
Mm. Yeah. All right. I think Lizzie Jelce is joining us. I think we've got Lizzie on the phone in just a moment to give us the latest. So, Ron, give us your thoughts in race two.
Yeah, look, he's short enough, isn't he, for a horse that's untried in a wet track. Noble Boy, but I have to be with him. I love what he's done. But whether you can stool in and back him, I don't know. Sausage is the danger. No trial, but would have had one of those Canberra jump outs. She's a chance of controlling the race up front. Sunlit, well-bred light race mare. And this horse, Acquittal, Danny Williams seems very hot on this horse today, and $10 looks attractive, and the rain overnight is attractive for this horse. 2.98 and really promotes 3 up the list.
Righto, 2.98 and 3. Simon, we'll come to you in just a tick, but let's clear Lizzie Jelce. Lizzie, we've just taken our listeners and viewers through that. She didn't seem to do a lot down the straight.
No, it's generally what she does. I mean, most of the time when we see her exhibition in gallop, Andrew, she is on her own, so she just stretched her legs. She extended enough for her to top her off for the Apollo Stakes. But I have to tell you, the crowd that are out here today, there's thousands of people out here. There's camera crews, there's people who I haven't even seen before, and photographers, and they're all just here to catch a glimpse of Winx. So it's been a really exciting morning.
And Lizzie, how was the track? We were thinking that obviously we've had a lot of rain out here in the west, but what did she gallop on?
Look, I don't know the exact surface that she galloped on, but I'm predicting it probably would have been a slow track. I don't think we had as much rain as they did out west, so I think it was a decent cushion of grass, and she was able to get that preferred surface. So she's had everything that has been tailor-made for her this morning. She's here at Randwick, where she's going to race in a week's time. She did her race day simulation, which she has done previously. She had plenty of big crowds here, so she took it all in, but she's a complete professional. Everything that she's done this morning has just suggested that she's back probably better than she's been, not physically, just mentally. She just knows exactly what she's doing. She's a lot more settled than I've ever seen her, and she's conditioned perfectly. So it's exciting times ahead.
It is for sure. I know you're about to talk to Chris and to Hugh Bowman. We'll hear from those later on social media. And we might come back just after 9 o'clock, Lizzie, and just get what they've said from you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Good on you. Lizzie Jelfs out there. She's also got to get out here to Warwick Farm as well. So let's concentrate now on this Warwick Farm meeting. It's been a little bit hit and miss there with that gallop. So, Simon Denopoulos, what's your thoughts in the Tab Highway?
Yeah, very similar to Ronnie. I think it's hard to get away from Noble Boy. It was interesting, the Tab Early Bird specials returned yesterday, and just check, Mundy, he was straight into $1.75, Noble Boy, wasn't he?
I think he was. Star Boy was already out at that stage, so he was 170 and out to 175, and then back into that 165. I just had a look at his trial. He actually trialled on a wet track or a soft seven at Maruya in October. He ran 55.15 the last 600 in 34.62. On the same day, Fell Swoop won a trial 54.78 the last 400, last 600 in 34.2. So he has had experience on a rain affected track, and he got a little bit of a climbing action, Ronnie, when you had a look at him that day. I
reckon he's got a bit of a climbing action. I think he's still learning what it's all about, this horse. He might be pretty good. We'll find out today.
Yeah, and obviously Todd seemed pretty confident too this morning, Ronnie. He gets through the ground as well, so that's another push. Obviously Hugh Bowman, key booking, and the biggest thing to take out of the interview with Todd this morning is he hopes to settle a bit closer, because I thought that was the one danger today. Obviously Sausage looks likely to lead, and if she got away from him, he might struggle to run her down. But if Hugh gets him just behind the speed, look, he's a serious horse. No surprise to see he is favourite for the country championships at this early stage. Very much looking forward to seeing him return. The danger, I think, is number 9, Sausage, unbeaten in 2 starts to date. Obviously not sure how much improvement she's made off a break, but you'd imagine maybe just bringing her on slowly. She looks to lead here and should take plenty of catching. One I want to give a chance at odds, number 11, Zardoro. Continues to race well this time in. I think he gets his chance down in the weights, $23. Can certainly have something on him each way. And number 8, Sunlit, unbeaten this time in. Obviously, got to respect the stable. But very much looking forward to Noble Boy's return. Looks a serious horse. My numbers 2, 9, 11 and 8.
And Darren Flindell, he likes the 9 here, Sausage, to be 2, 10 and 3. 9, 2, 10 and 3 for Darren in race 2.
Yeah, got to 185 in the early bird special yesterday. Was 175, stayed there. In the early bird, got to 185 though, into as short as 170, back to 180, and then at the close of the early bird was brought into 170 with the scratching this morning of Gundy, reopened at 165. That is Noble Boy in the Tab Highway.
Okay, and of course is the favourite in the pre-nom sort of market for the country championship final.
Yeah, well, if it gets through the heat at Goulburn, it's going to be warranted that it's up the top of the betting for the country championship, because that looks as though it's going to be one of the stronger heats.
Camdas comes out of race 3 over 1,000.
Yeah, the Diwali Thoroughbred Cup here, Thoroughbreds Cup. This is a benchmark 94 over 1,000 metres, and Camdas the scratching. I'll give you the deduction shortly. Batterhoff is a $5.50 chance. Super 2, the late gear change, Winkers come off, and it's a $4.50 chance. She knows, with the concussion plates off, the front is a $5 pop. Single Bullet, $3.40 in favourite. Memes at 13, Akasaki at 19, Latin Boy at 17, and Marla Hat's a $5.50 chance. Just under half as much money on Super 2, again, than what's been invested on Single Bullet. They're the two standout chances here. He actually went back up $3.70 this morning. First market's up this morning after Cam just came out. Super 2 went up 480s, now 450. Single Bullet went up 370s, now 340. So they've had a rejig. Batterhoth has gone 5 to 550. She Knows has gone 460 to 5. And Marlahat's gone 5 to 550.
And we know who's going to be leading it up.
Yeah, very surprised this Super 2 isn't leading this, Andrew. I think Memes, obviously, from the inside looks a kick up. And then Latin Boy, and imagine She Knows from the inside won't be too far away, but I think Super 2 obviously leads these comfortably, Ron.
Yep, and I think she's worth the gamble here. I know she hasn't won any two preparations, but what I love about her is obviously she has her first run at home here, and every time we've seen her at home in these trials, she puts 10 lengths plus on them. So I think that's the gamble. I think the gamble is she either wins or she's gone, and she stops and runs last, and maybe she's a light of other days. But I'll gamble to say that she's going to be off and gone here. I couldn't believe she was 9.50 before scratchings earlier in the week. Single Bullet, well, he's the obvious danger. I think the drop of rain overnight really helps his chances, just stops the speed of a few of the others here. It might be a bit easier now to run these speedsters down. 7 Akasaki I'm not ruling out here. He's not a bad fresh horse, and he's got a couple of good runs at this track and distance. So I thought he was worth throwing in there, and She Knows. Now, she usually takes a run or two these days, but, again, this drop of rain overnight has certainly slowed a few down for her. 3, 5, 7, and 4.
Yeah, you don't want to be too reactive with your tips, obviously, now on a wet track, but I had to swing back to Single Bullet. I think it just brings the others back to him here. He's flying, this horse. Gary's certainly worked him out, keeping me on the fresh side. Obviously finished 6th, 2 starts back, but look, the way the race was run that day at Rose Hill and how the track was playing, his run was very good. So wins either side of that have also been very good. He's kept fresh 28 days on his home track, and he's unbeaten over the 1,000, and Robbie Dolan obviously flying. So he'll be back, hopefully not too far. Obviously Super 2, it all depends how far she leads this, can sometimes break up the field and the back markers don't get into it. So very interesting race shape here, but I want to be with Single Bullet. I think the danger is number 4, She Knows. Given Super 2 will be out in front, She Knows probably trails behind and probably could be in the right spot. The concussion plates come off, which suggests her feet are right coming in this preparation. And the fact Hugh Bowman's been booked for a first up run is a decent push, and she swims. So I think she's certainly the danger. No knock on number 3, Super 2. Agree, Ronnie. She's either going to win or she's going to drop right out. But going to be interesting to see how far she does lead these. Obviously, Blake Shin, I think, is the key to her chances this afternoon. And number 9, Malahat, on weight-adjusted ratings, he's right in this. And second up should improve. Got to give him a chance. But I want to be with Single Bullet. I think he's flying. My number's 5, 4, 3 and 9.
Darren Flindell, he's all over Super 2 like you. He's made it his best bet of the day, Duff. Number 3 to beat 5, 4 and 7. 3, 5, 4 and 7 in race number 3. Race 3, that means in this professional game, we take a break. This is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting from Warwick on Inglis Millennium Day.
Dynamic Syndications invites you to join Jerry Harvey and Kieran Maher Racing in a high-quality yearling filly. Buy Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Danehill mare Moonflute, a Group 3 winner and Group 1 placed. Join Dynamic Jerry Harvey and Kieran Maher Racing in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3360808.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And it must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You will be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
Bradman. Freeman, Labour, Thorpe, Wiggs. Witness sporting immortality at the Star Chinese Festival of Racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, February 16. Be trackside as stakes racing and the world's best horse, Wiggs, return to Royal Randwick for the Star Apollo Stakes. Don't miss an exciting day of racing, hospitality and Lunar New Year entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, the best way to kickstart a Saturday every week through the upcoming summer into autumn carnival. It's on Sky Thoroughbred Central as well as Sky Sports Radio. Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos and the TAB's Glenn Munsey all with us. We're out at Warwick Farm for Millennium Day, and Glenn, this market would have changed a bit this morning for the Eskimo Prince.
Say that again, the Aquas Farm Eskimo Prince, and aren't they active in, they bought another horse the other day.
A horse from Adelaide, a two-year-old.
Free of debt. Free of debt, yeah, wish I was. The Eskimo Prince here, this is a Group 3 event for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Race 4, remember, you heard the ad, races 1 to 5. I'll tell you what, Ronnie, it's never been a better time to be a punter, has it? Could you ever imagine being a punter and getting your money back for running second and third?
No, I don't. But,
Ron prefers to back winners,
I'd
though.
I prefer to tell you after the last, there's never been a better time to be a punter.
Yeah. Well, in a race like this, for example, with only a field now of six runners, you run second and third, you're getting your stake of up to $50. Well, it's basically a free kick. The only other thing, you're taking money back the place.
Yeah.
If you're looking at pure pricing aspect, you're taking money back the place, because that's what your horse, if it runs second or third, that's what you're getting back. But
we're starting just to look at the clock a little bit here, Glenn.
We're running short of time.
Good to have you back, Andrew.
Just to see if you can start tight to go. The other thing I want to say is that I know I'm contradicting what I've just said, but I love it, Duff. I love a Duff on a Saturday when he says the TAB's just given this a cuddle.
They call it the teddy bear treatment, Andrew.
They collected twice last week.
Righto, here we go. Here's the Aquas Farm Eskimo Prince. We start with Sandbar, who's a $2.40 favourite. Brutal came out this morning, 40 cents the win and 24 cents the placement. It was an even money chance. The deduction, 40 cents. That's not bad. Charge at $3.80. Pakiri out, no deduction. Master Ash is at $4.80. Gem Song at $4. Ex-Celtic for Gary Portelli at $15. Purple Sector is a $41 chance, and Rancho Notorious. In fact, that last night at Canterbury, you're probably still in the fetal position under the coffee table. It'll be winning a maiden shortly. No deduction taken there. Even with Brutal in the race, Sandbar had a lot more money invested on it than what it did. So Sandbar clearly top pick now. Four times the amount of money of that which is on Gem Song.
Who takes it up, Simon, now with a field of six?
Yeah, Master Ash and Sandbar look to be the lead duo. I say Master Ash kicks up and holds. Sandbar sits outside the lead. Charge probably trails, lands in the 1-1, and Gem Song kicks up behind the lead. So it looks a pretty straightforward speed, Matt Ron.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but then I look at it and I think, well, Charge, the only time he's let him run, they're the only two times he's won. So I'm looking for direction if they're going to... Well, I suppose it's not a change of tactics. There's potential. Three of the favourites can really eyeball each other here. I'm with the will to win of Sandbar here. I know he's unbeaten fresh. His two trials are great, and I know he's going to dig in and have a go for me. So I'm leaning his way. I think 240. I don't know whether I'll be able to get him that short in the market, but Brad seems happy enough with him. He has run a couple of nice races on soft track, so that's okay. Six Gem Song is the he promised plenty less prep last prep. He's moving well in the trials and he minds his own business here. I just don't know whether it's going to be any spoil barrier one now. That's the only thing. Three Charge, always been a really nice horse. Can't wait to lay eyes on him again today. See if there's more improvement. And Master Ash, query in the wet. Likes it soft, heavy, he's got a conviction, but he was brilliant in a trial as well. I'm finding it hard to split the four of them, 1, 6, 3, and 5.
Yeah, no surprises, same four numbers for me, just a slightly different order. I want to be with Gem Song in his return, by your song. We haven't seen him on a wet track, but I imagine he'll have no worries with the wet conditions, and came a long way in a short period last preparation. He is only lightly raced, and I like the fact He's only had the soft trial at the Beaumont over the 800 metres. He will be better over further, no doubt about that. But look, I think the wet track brings him into it. The inside draw, I thought it was a positive early, obviously with the rain, maybe not so much. But I think he's got the talent here to run over the top of them. So I'll lean his way. No knock on number one Sandbar. I think he's trialled up well for his return here. Either leads or sits outside. Will be interesting, Ronnie, if it is a bit of a speed battle up front. But how do you knock his form last time in? He continued to race well all the way through, and he's a very smart colt, so I do respect him, but agree, I think he is short enough. Interesting, I think the marker will level out come jump time. Number three, Charge. Always like when horses go into the paddock off a win. Hugh Bowman's been booked. Obviously, respect his chances first up. And Master Ash, obviously, with the wet track, is a bit of a query, but he should lead from the inside and be in it. But I think Gem Song, I think he's the horse to follow out of the race going forward as well. My numbers 6, 1, 3, and 5.
Darren Flindell goes for Master Ash, number 5, to win the Eskimo Prince, to beat 1, 7, and 6. 5, 1, 7, and 6 in race number 4. We get to the $1 million races now. This is worth $1 million. It's for the 3-year-olds, the English Sprint.
Yeah, and just quickly back to race 3, that deduction for Camdus is 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place for coming out this morning. Yeah, so the English Sprint here, the 3-year-olds, over 1,100 metres. We start with Royal Celebration for Ronnie Quinton at $7.50. Prairie Fire at 31. Spin. He's back as a gelding. He's got winkers on and they've taken the blinkers off him. So we're back at the testing time for Spin. He's at $16. Danawi at 13. Coterie with the blinkers on. Good luck to Darren Pierce, also Ninny, and the other owners there in Coterie. It's a $12 chance. Logan River is at $61. Esther Jarb, she's back today. Tongue tie on, synthetic hoof filler on, and also had a tie back operation. It's a $3.80 chance. Fiesta is the $3.20 favourite. Tropezina came out Thursday, it's running at Caulfield. 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Miss Invincible with earmuffs on and a nose roll on at $34. Bold Ariel, 26. Evelina, 26. Wonder Babe, 26. Mitzi with the blinkers off at $26. Miss Scorches at 41. Lashes at $16. Then we go to High Ratio with a nearside bubble cheeker on and back as a gelding for Mick Price at $34. Well, when the market went up on Tuesday, all in, they went up $3.50 Esther Jarb, $4.50 Fiesta. Final field, they were $3.50 each of two. By Wednesday afternoon, I think you'll find Fiesta was into favourite, and now the gap's the biggest. It's a 60-cent gap between them. Three times the amount of money on Fiesta than there is on Esther Jarb. Third pick is actually Coterie, who they took $19 about in the early bird special. And I noticed Lashes has got a trim this morning. 23, I think you'll find first thing this morning, into 16. And, of course, it's coming off a win here on a heavy 9.
And we should mention, I mean, Hawks Racing have scratched a couple, but they've left Esther Jarb to make that return to racing today. Simon, set it up for us, the sprint.
Yeah, well, if she's on a game, they'll struggle. I don't think anything can lead Esther Jarb here, and she's got a leader's gate. So there looks to be good tempo, but I think if Brenton wants to lead, she certainly can. Obviously, I think Miss Invincible's got speed. From the inside, Lashes and Wonder Bay kick up. And from out wide, Danawi and Mizzy also look to press forward. So it looks good pressure in. I think you probably want the best place is probably just behind the speed here, Ron, but looks a good tempo up front.
Yeah, a little bit of sting with Tropezina scratching comes out, but obviously there are three or four go forward horses here which should help. I'm all over Fiesta here. She's a ripping filly. Love the way she's trialled. I think she maps okay. Just wants to split on the turn and away she goes. If she's sort of in a bit of traffic, I like the way Spin profiles here, being a gelding. His trial was great. He's going to just blend in this three wide with cover trail here, and he's going to be the first one on the scene where a few of the more favoured runners might be just looking to get out at the right time. So I think $16 is worth. I know he's got a few convictions, but he won first up last prep, and I think he sets up better this time. 7 Esther Jarb, well, she did win a golden slipper on a soft 6. It'll be a nice old training performance if she wins, that's for sure. This is not an easy race to win first up, and she's got a few hoodoos to overcome. Gee, I see she's out of response. That's my room, Andrew. I'm in the response suite.
It was.
What are you in?
I was in the all sign.
He's in the all silent. That's hardly room for you.
Yeah, tell you what, all silent. That's the greatest mock you've ever heard, and response. Well, it's impossible to get a response out of Ronnie after about 8 o'clock at night.
Well,
it's all right, but
I just noticed that. I said,
what about the Nopolis
thing? I was blowing up when I was in the response beat with being in a Melbourne horse. I said, what am I doing in the response? Matty Ellerton or someone should be in the response because he trained.
Yeah.
I just say Esther Jubb's out of response. Yeah, well, anyway. Mm.
Might be an omen.
What, she cost $1.7 million.
Yeah. Mm. Coterie's the next best. I just kept improving this horse last preparation, and got a bit of wet form being by Your Song. Recent trials good, and although, you know, Royal Celebration probably profiles better than Royal than Coterie. Coterie at 1100, I would have thought looks more suited. 8, 3, 7, and 5.
Yeah, all over the fillies in this race. When you look at it, obviously at the set weights, they're extremely well placed. And Fiesta, she's the definition of airborne coming to this preparation. And she raced in great order all the way through last time in. I think she was just over the top in the 1,000 guineas. The wet track has dented my confidence a little bit. But look, I think she's got a fair bit on them. And the way she's come back, I think Lynn just needs to get her into clear air, which in the big field might be a bit of an ask. But given it is a wet track, they're likely to fan. So I think there will be enough gaps for her to get through. And if that's the case, I think she's going to be very, very hard to hold out. She's the best of the day for me. Just the one dented confidence a little bit with the wet track, but I think she's clearly the one to beat. Esther Jarb, interesting, she got out a fair bit in the early bird specials tomorrow. I think they will be looking to take her on today, obviously. Synthetic hoof filler, as Mundy touched on, a long break. We got no idea from the trial. Obviously, Brenton dislodged there, but on her class alone, you've got to respect her. And if she gets out to silly odds, I'm definitely going to be on. She's not going to be going around a loser for me. The fact is, the two fillies have Group 1 form, and the rest have a lot to do to get up to that level. So they're the two plays for me. I think the danger away from that in terms of horses taking that next step up is number 5, Coterie. If you got the early odds during the week, well done. He's trialled enormous. I thought he trialled all over Brutal, and obviously won't get a guide on that with him being scratched. But he looks to have made good improvement off a break, and I think he gets into the right spot for Hugh Bowman. And number 1, Royal Celebration, obviously the same form line. I think he's a pretty smart colt, looking forward to seeing him back. Just 1,100, probably a bit short, but certainly all over the fillies here. My number's 8, 7, 5, and 1.
And similar boxed up numbers for Darren Flindell. 8 on top for Yester to beat 5, 7, and 1. 8, 5, 7, and 1. And as Duff, you mentioned earlier, Hugh Bowman just couldn't ride Fiesta's weight, so that's the reason why he's not on, and he's riding Coterie there for Gerald Ryan. Hugh Bowman's done his media call at Randwick after the gallop of Winx. His quotes this morning, perfect. He said, she really put the afterburners on this morning, not that I had to use them, and really looking forward to race day next Saturday. So we'll hear more that more on the interviews and like through the day, but according to Hugh Bowman, the gallop is perfect.
And I tell you what, Jizzy trial well, the clapper, happy clapper.
Oh, how good did he go?
Yeah. I've never seen him trial as good.
Yes, and Sammy Clipperton's going to ride.
Yeah, Sam's going to ride after Jason Collett lost that appeal yesterday. All right, so that's the Inglis Sprinters. We continue to look at Warwick Farm. Yarraman Park, they're out here with good numbers again for the Inglis Classic sale beginning at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, the Yarraman Park Breeders Classic here, a 1,200-metre event. Egg Tart, she's not running because she's already worked with Winx at Randwick this morning. 6 cents to win and 6 cents a place, the deduction there. Cool Passion is at $4.80. Egyptian Symbol, $4.80. Champagne Cuddles, the favourite, at $2.20. White Moss is a $10 chance. Teleplay came out on Thursday, 8 cents to win and 8 cents a place. It's running at Caulfield. Natoya, with pads on the front there at $23. Slow Burn at $15. Alassio at $5.50. And Takuka Cod, back from a spell. And Colic Surgery has had an $81 chance. Most popular runner here is Champagne Cuddles. 3 times as much on it than its nearest rival, which is Egyptian Symbol. Next pick, Cool Passion. I can tell you, though, Egg Tart was very, very popular.
Yeah, well, they must have plans for next Saturday with Egg Tart. How's the pace for this one?
Yeah, only moderate, Andrew. I think Alassio looks to get plenty of favours on speed here. I think White Moss comes across and sits outside. Cool Passion and Champagne Cuddles, they're the two that probably could see Alassio do a bit of work if they press up from the inside. But on paper, doesn't look a lot of pressure on.
No, I don't think so. And look, I want to be on. I know she's a 7-year-old mare, Cool Passion, but I like the recent trial. She resumes off 2 Group 3 wins. I see she's got a couple of soft wins to her credit. I just don't know whether Tony was real excited about the soft track G1 just chatting to him last night. But I think she maps well enough, and I think she'll be in the finish. I think the danger is Champagne Cuddles. She's a tough little mare. She's fitter for a run back and better off around a bend here. White Moss is the one I'd love to get a push for. There's no real push in the market since Wednesday 11:10. That's stayed pretty solid and even stayed there after scratching. So doesn't look to be a tip for her, but she's always been one of mine. An Egyptian Symbol, if she reproduces the Gold Coast Sprint performance, she's certainly in business here. 2, 4, 5, and 3.
Yeah, same Quinella for me, Ronnie. I'll lean the way of Champagne Cuddles. I think the Tab will almost erect the statue for her if she gets turned again as favourite this afternoon. But only the 3 wins from 15. But look, she's really far away and she just gets the perfect run from the inside. I think if you back the first up, you probably thought she was disappointing. But look, those races down the straight, they're so softly run early. It's just a sprint home. And I thought her performance to be beaten only half a length was very good. I think she's better suited at 1,200 and she's got no concerns with the wet track. And she's on a home track, so lean her way. Cool Passion, as mentioned, went into the paddock in winning form. I thought she's trialled up well leading up to this. She's placed in 7 of 9 over the trip, and she too looks to get a good run in transit. Number 9, Alassio. I know it's a big step up in grade. She's poorly weighted, looking at the ratings, obviously only getting a kilo off the likes of Champagne Cuddles. But she looks to get all the favours on speed here, and she's certainly one you've got to have in your quaddie. And number 3, Egyptian Symbol, went like an absolute bomb first up. Just went back through her career. She hasn't gone back-to-back since her maiden prep in 2015. So that's the one query with her in terms of her repeating. If she does, she's in the finish. But generally, she hasn't been able to do so in the past. So that's my one knock with her. But I think, I'm with Champagne Cuddles. She gets the right run. But as mentioned, she's short enough at the moment. My numbers 4, 2, 9 and 3.
Darren Flindell likes 3, Egyptian Symbol, the stablemate there, to beat 2, 4 and 9. 3, 2, 4 and 9 for Darren Flindell in the Yarraman Park Breeders' Classic. Are we going okay for time, Munns? I think everything's all right. We're back, you and I are back, but I think that the ship's just rolling along okay.
What I'm very, very concerned about, Andrew, is the spell that you've had since the Gold Coast. The voice hasn't seemed to have recovered greatly. I know you've been trudging around the countryside here and put in, at least sort of 2.5 mornings work this week for an hour. Although your show goes for an hour and 20 minutes every day. The voice isn't fantastic.
No,
have you had any concerns over the break?
My wife was concerned last night.
You've been out in the drinks.
Concerned with you not
the wild party.
That's probably right. Yeah. When I said that I'd actually gone to Dubbo, she said, oh, no wonder. But I'm going to put it down to aircon.
If you want to live that life, live that lie and put that story out there, that's your own business.
We're all here and the voice is just quivering along. It's okay.
The boys at the commercial send their best from the other night at the pub in Dubbo. The Amaroos the same, and a couple of other places, the bowling club, and that lovely to have you there. And the cleaners at the Amaroo, because they close at 3, they said thanks for that, because they didn't have to turn the lights back on when they got to work.
Have a listen to Dinopoulos here, just grinning away there. You can hear him on his microphone.
I've missed Munsey.
We're going to take a break, and then the last 3 races, and what a race the next one will be. It's the Inglis Millennium.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier on Sunday, February 24. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bingley?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And you must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bingley gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You will be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bingley.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bingley.
Exclusions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Secure the very best that New Zealand has to offer. With a catalogue of the best yearlings available, buy from the best in the business at the NZB Standardbred Sales in Auckland and Christchurch. Contact NZB Standardbred now to request the catalogue or view online at nzbstandardbred.co.nz.
So who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tad's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Caulfield and Warwick Farm. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Have account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. A lot of activity with the sales, all the people have been in to make sure the yearlings have got through the night of storms and things like that, fed them up and the sale begins. Right adjacent to Warwick Farm Racecourse, the Inglis Classic sale at 6 o'clock tonight. Glenn Munsey's with us, and Glenn, this is the big one of the day.
Well, this is the reason we're here today, Andrew. This is the Inglis Millennium, a $2 million two-year-old event, Accession and also Espinar. If they win today, they have the opportunity to then go on and win the Inglis Sires over the championships at Randwick for a $3 million bonus. They're the two horses still in the mix there. So here's the market on the Inglis Millennium today. Accession is the $2.80 favourite. Dawn Passage at $3.10. Castle Vecchio at $23. Cosmic Force, it's running in the first race. It came out on Wednesday. 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Pandano with a lugging bid on at $9.50. Somi is at $71. Espanyar at $16. Biscara at $19. Blazing Miss at $13. Avon River at $19. Salome with the earmuffs on pre-race at $26. Pretty Brazen at $16. My Fire Phoenix at $21. Lady Naturalist is a $31 chance. And My Sweet Fish is at $81. Slightly more money for Dawn Passage than there is for Accession. They went up $3 each of two prior to the draw on Tuesday. Then Dawn Passage was made favourite because Accession drew barrier 14. They flipped around on Thursday evening. Accession has been favourite since that point, but slightly more money for Dawn Passage than Accession. Third pick is Pandano, and somebody rang a bell about 20-7 on Thursday night. It went 15-9.50 in one go. It's a long, long way away, third pick, and Pretty Brazen just behind it. They're the top four since Tuesday in the barrier draw.
$2 million race, that normally puts a bit of pressure straight into a race, Simon.
Yeah, speed, and more speed in this, Andrew. Lady Naturalist drawn the widest of the horses likely to press forward. Espinay, interesting to see if they want to press forward and lead this time. My Fire Phoenix, Blazing Mist, Pandano, My Sweet Fish, all press forward. The likes, I think Dawn Passage just gets a nice trail behind that speed, or they won't want to get too far back. And Accession just looks to get it back to follow from out wide, Ron.
Yeah, there's any number of go-forward horses. Who wants to press on and press the button? I don't know. Look, toss of the coin here. I did lean Dawn Passage's way because he did run time at his only start, but maybe that swings back around now with the soft track where Accession's, you know, already stamped himself on a soft six there at Randwick, winning there, beating Strasbourg that day. So I don't know, you know, each to their own here. Look, at this stage I'm leaving it two from one, but I could easily switch back the other way. So Dawn Passage to beat Accession. This Pandano, I tell you, he could be the one where these two favourites are back looking for runs. He could be off and gone here because he's the strength on top of the speed. And I must say, Paul sounded very, very happy with him this morning. And the other knockout horse here is one from the back, Castle Vecchio, at $23. He's a rough hope of, you know, just catching sight of Dawn Passage or Accession's back as well. And we know he's got a big finish, and we know he's already got to 1,200 as well. 2, 1, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I think a lot's going to come down to luck in running. And I think, obviously, by the end of race 7, I'd imagine getting to the outside's where you want to be. So I think the wide draw is a big plus for Accession here. And look, there's nothing between the two of them. The reason I swing the way of Accession, 1,000-metre form, Dawn Passage jumping to 12. I know he's bred to appreciate the step up to 1,200 metres, but you are betting on his performance over the 1,000 metres, and generally with form, you've got to treat it as an island on its own. So I think given that, I've got to lean to Accession. And the jump Accession has made, his performance last start at Rose Hill was simply dynamite. I think if he can only improve further off that, it's going to be extremely hard to beat. Just needs a back to follow. And the big plus, he's probably not going to have, in terms of getting to the outside, he's not going to need a lot of luck in running. So I lean his way. Dawn Passage drawn amongst all the speed horses, just whether or not he gets caught behind one of them. But as mentioned, they should fan fairly wide here, so I'd imagine he gets his gap. He's just got to take that 1,000-metre form to 1,200. If he does, he's certainly going to be in the finish. Number 12, Pretty Brazen. I think this filly has been underestimated early doors. She brings good form up from Melbourne. I think what is the Blue Diamond form?
I think Simon's the one that has disappeared. I hesitated there to see whether it was us, but it's Simon that's gone. His full numbers are 1 Accession, 2 Dawn Passage, 12 Pretty Brazen, and 5 Pandano. 1, 2, 12, and 5. You've been interviewing Paul Perry for many years. When you spoke to him this morning, you just made comment that Paul sounded confident.
Yeah, he's, he puts it out there.
Selective in words, but you've got to listen to it.
There was something about, this morning, you think, well, I'm pretty happy with him today, happy with him.
Simon, just wrapping up your thoughts.
Yeah, no worries, Andrew. Sorry, yeah. So in wrapping it up, I think lean the way of Accession. I think the wide draw with the wet track is going to lean. I've got to lean his way. Dawn Passage just got to take the 1,000-metre form to 1,200. And of the rest, 12 Pretty Brazen and number 5 Pandano. So 1, 2, 12 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes Accession as well. Number 1 to be 2, 3 and 5. 1, 2, 3 and 5 for Darren. The $2 million English Millennium to be run at 4:30 today. And as I say, the sale commences at 6 o'clock. So plenty of activity out here right through the day into the evening. We move to race 8, Glenn, the mile here. And this race changed a bit too with the scratchings this morning.
Yeah, did it what? I just haven't written these deductions. I'm doing some other things here at the moment, but I'll give them to you at the end. So this is the Bowness Stud Mile here, over 1,600 metres. I think they tweeted a photo of the river near Bowness running through the property or something.
That's cool.
I'll check it back for it. So that was all right. We got Brimham Rocks is a scratching here. Morton's Fork at $9.50. Allergic is out. Almost Caught is out, so Millsy and the boys won't be able to come up to Warwick Farm and terrorise the people today. We've got Tangled, the $2.80 favourite. Dark Eyes at $26. High Bridge is out. Gresham, $3.90. New Universe, $3.90. Summer Doubt at $6.50. Shalmaneser out. Rodrigo. Now, Timmy Clark with the option to ride as much as 54, one over if required. Blinkers off for Rodrigo at $16. And More Energy is a $71 chance. Well, of the horses that are left, it is clearly Tangled, the best supported runner here. Interesting to note, though, Rodrigo's been a little trim up this morning, 21 into 16 for the race here, and I'll bring you those deductions shortly.
Simon, the pace now?
Yeah, Sam Adout looks to get complete control here with Almost Caught coming out. Dark.
Keep going, Simon.
Yeah, sorry. Dark Eyes look to come across. I think Gresham gets a run of the race up on the inside. Expect Tangle to be fairly forward today, given there doesn't look a lot of speed in this.
Yeah, look, I want to be with Tangled now. I thought it was a two-horse race between Tangled and Brimham Rocks. He's come out now. He did enough first up in the Carrington. Second up here, at a mile, perfect. I'll go his way. I think 8, Gresham is the danger. Back down with a featherweight, New Universe. Cool. He landed. He's been well tried his past two, so maybe he has turned the corner, and Sam O'Dowd will just keep chipping away up near the lead. But pretty confident with Tangled now, 5, 8, 9 and 10.
Yeah, found it very tricky. Tangled, 14 starts between wins. You got New Universe. Can he go back to back? I lent the way of Gresham here just because I think he's probably the most consistent. I thought his recent form's been good, and I thought the inside draw was going to be a plus, but it might not be now. But I think with the aid of the claim, he's going to be in it for a long way. The danger is certainly number 5, Tangled. Returned as a gelding. Just a question on the form out of the Carrington. I think it might be winner only. Tom Melbourne obviously dominated there, and Endless Drama obviously missed a start. So that's my one knock. But obviously Hugh Bowman, a key booking, has to be respected. Number 9, New Universe. He won 4 of his first 5 starts, and then only won 2 of his next 22. But he won like Farlap last start. So if he repeats that, he's going to be in the finish. And number 10, Samadout, you've got to have the leader in the quaddie. My numbers 8, 5, 9 and 10.
And for Darren Flindell, he likes the 5 as well, Tangled, as well as Duff, to beat 8, 9 and 12. 5, 8, 9 and 12. Glenn?
Yeah, the deductions there. Brimham Rocks, 8 cents the win and 8 cents the place. Highbridge, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. And nothing for the other two, Almost Caught and Shalmaneser.
Okay, let's look at the last race here today. The Tab Handicap over the mile.
Yes, a benchmark 78. And we got Looks Like Elvis here at $13. Love Shack Baby at 13. Amanito at 23. Rapido Chaparro, scratched on Wednesday, safe for this at $8.50. Sondalon, $3.20 in favourite. Sparky Ladd at 11. Zidane is a $7 chance. And Amalia at $19. Honey Esprit at 10. Matawi at $6.50. Beauty Canas, scratched yesterday, ran last night, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Cisco Bay at 21. And High Low Bet is a $12 chance. Most popular runner here is Sondalon. Now, very little separating the next three. Honey Esprit, Cisco Bay, who Paul Joyce is very keen on, and it was $41 the other night. And then Looks Like Elvis.
Pace here, Simon.
Looks plenty, Andrew. I think Honey Esprit, drawn the widest of them, can take up the running. Obviously, Sondalon and Rapido Chaparro also press forward. Love Shack Baby won't be too far away. I think Matawi kicks up and gets a nice run on the inside, Ron.
Yeah, this could be a big field goal here. It's the hardest race of the day. So even though I was very confident with Sondalon first up, look, I thought he did enough. He just got tired the last bit. I didn't know he'd had a throat issue last preparation, so obviously, hopefully, that's rectified. Fitter today, I'll lean his way without being confident. I think that Matawi is a three-year-old. At least he's won two from three this prep. 13 High-Low Bet. He's no star, but with all the pressure on, he'll just keep grinding home here. And likewise, I thought a very good long shot, Amanisho, number three, who did enough first up in that Harmattan race. I don't know, really. 5, 10, 13, 3.
Yeah, you touch on it being wide open, Ron. Just looking at average ratings for this field the last 12 months, there's only two lengths between the whole field, so definitely a field job. And given that, I want to be with the progressive three-year-old, Matawi. I think he's the one who's probably got the most scope in this race. He's won two of three this time in since being gelded, and his only defeat came at the hand of Vega Days, which I feel is probably some of the best summer form we have going around. So he's heading the right way. The inside draw, obviously, now we're not too sure, but I think if he gets the right run or gets the brakes, he's going to be hard to hold out. Number five, Sondalon, did enough first up, although I thought it was a touch plain, I guess, but can only improve off that. Number nine, Honey Esprit, I think she leads here, brings winning form up, and the stable's certainly flying. And agree, number 12, Cisco Bay, big watch. Stable, 32% from their last 50 runners, so has to be respected. But with the three-year-old Matawi, my numbers 10, 5, 9 and 12.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy number 1 to beat 10, 5 and 12. 1, 10, 5 and 12. Simon, your best?
Yeah, with Fiesta in the English Sprint, Andrew, race 5, number 8. Wet track dampens the confidence a little bit, but confident she's absolutely flying, so want to be with her.
All right, have a good day, Simon. Simon Dinopoulos and Ron, your best?
Yeah, we're all on the big Fiesta bandwagon today, and I want to be in the driver's seat.
Race 5, number 8 again. Quick one, Glenn.
Yeah, or a Siesta. If you're looking for Cisco Bay in the provincial championships, it's not eligible because when it came to Christian Buchanan, it was past the cut-off time coming from Georgie Woodward. That's why it's not in the provincial championship market.
And that's our Warwick Farm preview for Inglis Millennium Day.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And it must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
You would be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tad's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Caulfield and Warwick Farm. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tad. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858. Bradman, Freeman, Labour, Thorpe, Wiggs. Witness sporting immortality at the Star Chinese Festival of Racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, February 16. Be trackside as stakes racing and the world's best horse, Wiggs, return to Royal Randwick for the Star Apollo Stakes. Don't miss an exciting day of racing, hospitality and Lunar New Year entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock. It's a Saturday morning, and I can tell you the morning cloud at Warwick Farm is virtually gone. There's a bit more towards... where's that, Glenn?
That's the east, Andrew. That would be approximately back towards the Bankstown area.
Right on.
And looking back towards that. Down south here, there's not a cloud in the sky down towards...
It's really burnt off.
Yeah. Yep. And, there was a little fire. I came the scenic route this morning along the Georges River from my place. There was a little bit of fog and mist on the river this morning, which is always a great sign for a good very, day. Very good day. The old fisherman's tale there.
33 degrees. It'll be a terrific day to be out here for Inglis Millennium Day. She's heading out here later, but she's had a really eventful start.
Queen Elizabeth.
Lizzie Jelfs. She's probably getting dressed up to come out here now for being a part of the Sky Thoroughbred team, and therefore Sky Sports Radio will be hearing from her. Lizzie, you've been there for Winks. Just take us through what Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller have told you.
Yes, Andrew, and good morning, Glenn. It's good to hear that you're up and early and working hard. Had a good chat with Hugh Bowman after Winks of Gallop, and the general consensus from him was that he was really hoping that she would do something, really show that she's got a little bit under the bonnet, because she's been very relaxed in both her trials, and even in that gallop she looked pretty relaxed as well. But he said that she's feeling as well as she has in previous preparations. She's just more relaxed, which is what we've been seeing from her when we've seen her parade before her trials, and the way that her mannerisms have settled down probably over a couple of preparations now. She's probably really starting that maturity last prep, and now we're seeing her completely relaxed and switched off. So he's saying that she's going as well as ever. He's more than happy with her. But then there's always that moment where he thinks, oh, I just have to feel if there is something there. And he gives her a squeeze, and he says, yep, it's still there. So, look, she's going great. There's no problems with her at all. She came back in. From my assessment of her, she's come on leaps and bounds from that second trial. She wasn't blowing as much. She recovered a lot quicker. And we saw her walk around probably for about 25 minutes after the gallop. And she looks as though she's in fine fettle. So there's no stone has been left unturned. She's completely spot on in Hugh Bowman's appraisal of her.
Next week is where it all begins. Maybe her last preparation, from what you can envisage talking and listening to the owners, and we'll wait and see what evolves. But Randwick, it starts next week, the Apollo Stakes. And just finally, Lizzie, you told us that there was a huge crowd there this morning just to be a part of that gallop.
There was a huge crowd. There was media outlets from everywhere, 10, 9, Sky Sports, 7. There was a huge amount of people. The general public had come along. There was also a lot of people, a lot of young children were there, which was great to see. There was even a lady who I met who was a lot older, and Winks is her favourite horse. She's in her 90s, and she was up to watch Winks. So it was fantastic viewing. I didn't know how many people were going to come to watch her gallop, because it was only a couple of days that we were given the news about her being at Randwick. But the crowd that were there and the atmosphere was just like being at race day. I mean, it was really special. I was actually, Chris, when I spoke to him after the gallop, he can sometimes get a little bit emotional on race day, but he actually got a little bit emotional, as you'll see in a couple of those interviews that were sent back through Thoroughbred Central. He got really emotional, and he's just so proud of what she's able to achieve through her career, and he probably is anticipating that, you know, it is the last preparation and this is possibly the last time we're going to see her in an exhibition gallop. But see, it's been one hell of a ride.
It certainly has. Yeah, those interviews are on social media. They're on the Sky Racing Twitter page as well as the Sky Sports Radio Twitter page, and I've tweeted them out as well. So those interviews are up if you want to listen to Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller. Good on you, Lizzie. We thank you for being there this morning, and we'll hear you right through the day here at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, I can't wait for a great day at Warwick Farm, and it looks like a good day of racing, and I'm looking forward to having a look at a lot of these horses in the yard. Thanks, Andrew.
Bye-bye. That is Lizzie Jelf. I forgot to turn you right, Michael. Lizzie Jelfs, and she's been at Winks this morning at Randwick. Righto, let's turn to Caulfield. We'll check out the weather shortly down there. It's a good for the rail, true. Race one, take out the numbers of 6, 9, 10 and 13. Race two, 4 and 10. The third clear, race 4, 6 and 7. Race five is clear, race 6, 11, 12, 13 and 15. Race 7, 10 and 11. And race 8, the scratchings are 3 and 12. Fell Swoop and Mask of Time out of the Sea of 4. And race 9 is clear. And it's Dean Lester time. Morning to you, Dino.
Oh, hello, Andrew. Welcome back.
Thank you, mate. And Munza's here too. We've come back on a terrific day.
Yeah, no show without punch. Good morning, Dino.
Yes, morning, Munz. Yeah, no, looking forward to Group 1 action at Caulfield.
Yeah, it is. Just the two scratchings out of the Group 1, but there's so much intrigue with horses that are coming back and horses that have gone to new stables in the last few days.
Yeah, it's been a hectic time trying to keep up with all the stable movements, but, yeah, we see a lot of them roll out today and a lot of them in the big races as well.
Yeah, for sure. And Mark Hunter's online as well to help us at Caulfield. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's the weather? The weatherman, you're very much close to... Yeah, he's the man. Are the showers going to get to Caulfield?
My word, they are off. They're not far away, and they're going to get a decent dumping. So I think they've managed to get it wrong all week, the Weather Bureau, and I think today snuck up on us as well. It looks like they'll get a really good shower in about 45 minutes.
Mm. Morning, Mark, to you. How are you travelling?
Slowly. Mm. Slowly. Restricted movement, slowly getting there.
We should mention, just for our listeners, Mark had an incident the day after the Magic Millions where he slipped down some steps and, well, do you want to say what happened?
No, I had been shopping, Andrew. It was lunchtime, so I had a cup of coffee. That's all I had in my system. And I just miscued going down the step with the thongs on and went overhead and ripped the quadricep completely off the bone. So, yeah, 3 weeks post-operation, it's getting better, but it's very frustrating.
Mm. Yeah. I've known a lot of people that have tried to get out, you know, they just, you know, blatantly refuse to come out and have a drink with me, but I didn't think that someone like you, Mark, would go to the extent that you've done just to save yourself from travelling the 3 kilometres from where you were to where I was to come and have a drink with me.
Yeah, well, I had to come up with some good reason, Munz, and I didn't think you'd cop any ordinary excuse, so I had to send some photos for the proof as well.
Well, I saw Mark, dropped in and saw him when I was down in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and very much resting up. We hope the recovery, it's a long recovery, but Dino, you wouldn't believe just the excuses that are made for people that don't want to match or meet Glenn Munsey.
We'll be seen in public, basically, yes.
don't worry, Mark, I'll give you a tip. If you're doing exactly the same next year, I'm already
there.
You can set a date in your calendar if you're at the same place next year at this time.
Been a very tight ship while we've been away.
I know. Dean's been getting to the races there. People have been saying in Melbourne, gee, you're at the races early today, Dean. He said, yeah, I knocked over the preview on the radio in Sydney at 9:15.
Yeah.
They've been giving me the keys to the track because I get there early, but it's going to be a late start today.
Yeah, I know. We better get cracking.
Just a question first of all, guys. I think there's 19, or there was 19 horses in today that are coming from Darren Weir stables to be trained by new trainers. Now, how do you approach that? Do you just say business as usual, especially these horses that are coming back from a little bit of a break? Those that are up and running, it's not going to affect as much, you wouldn't think, would you?
No, and there's a few that were still in the system even till Monday, so they did their normal probably pre-race gallops Monday at Terang, and jump outs, Ring-a-ding-ding being one of them, and a couple of others. So they haven't, Whispering Brook, 50 Stars, they haven't had a big change to their systems, whereas others probably have. So, yeah, a bit case by case for me.
And some with Kieran Maher and David Eustace are staying where they were at Forest Lodge there.
Yeah, that'll happen in time, but yeah, they'd already moved.
Yeah, they travelled down Tuesday before Forest Lodge came about. All right, let's get cracking because it is nearly a quarter past nine. The first race at 12:35.
Yeah, great to be back. Yogi here in the first is a $10 chance. Amrella, speaking about being back, he's back at the races since September 2017. That is. He's a $21 chance. Self-Sense at 21, Montauk at 41, Silence, $2.50 in favourite, Age of Fire out, Cool Chap at 7, Magna Pal 41, Gazelle and Mr. Clarify out, Lure Me In at $2.50, equal favourite. You know, I would see that. Prima at 15 and Adirondack is out. Slightly more money for Lure Me In than Silence. Yogi, a long, long way away, third pick.
Okay, Dean, how do you see the first?
Well, they've been the two informed horses in this grade over summer, Silence and Lure Me In, really, and they met here Boxing Day, and Silence had the advantage. Lure Me In was unlucky. They've both gone on well since. I'm just going to go with Lure Me In, but with not any great conviction. Silence has had the stable change, obviously, since his last run. Prima, he's had two stable changes since his last run. He was with the Hopes. He went to Weirs, didn't race, and now he's with Philip Stokes. But he's good with a lightweight up on the pace. So 52, he's going to give a good sight. And Cool Chap next best, 11.5, 12.7.
Yeah, with 11 Lure Me In, you could argue it maybe should have beaten Silence on Boxing Day. He should have walked in at Flemington two runs ago. Good win last time. The smaller field with the scratchings will help it. I just think it needs a drag into the race, come to the outside, and I think it will be too strong at the 1,800 metres to beat number 7, Cool Chap. Two runs back from a spell have been good. Should be ready to fire. Number 5, Silence. The scratchings have helped it get in. It should get a lovely run just behind the speed. Just has to run a strong 1,800 metres. Now, I thought number 3, Self-Sense, wasn't hopeless. I didn't mind its first up run, even though it ran 9th. And if that rain does come, it certainly wouldn't hurt it. 11, 7, 5 and 3.
Matt Hill calling the action there. He likes the 11 to beat 5, 7 and 9. 11, 5, 7 and 9. Race 2, the Kevin Hayes.
Yeah, Tropezina here. Henry Dwyer said, well, it might as well go across the road rather than come to Sydney. And it's running at Caulfield as a $12 chance. For 2 at 10, Crack the Code, the $2.15 favourite. Embrace Me is out. Yulong Monoceros at 34. Al Nafa at 11. A Pair of Teeth at $4.80. Newsgirl at 10. Zobow at $5. And Princess Jenny is a scratching. It is Crack the Code here and 8 times the amount of money on than its nearest rival, which is Zubo. And third pick is for 2.
Gee, that's a good move here for Mick Price's horse, Mark. Which way do you go?
It's hard to beat, Hoss. Look, I'm going to go with a bit of belly here, number 2 for 2. Go back last campaign, the 1,200 metre run behind Fiesta and Outback Barbie is good form for a race like this. It's had two recent jump outs. I thought the first one without blinkers was really good at Flemington. Then it was in that fast sunlight trial at Werribee with the blinkers on, and I thought it ran on really well up the straight. So it'll probably be last in the small field and need the gaps to open, but I think it'll hit the line hard at good odds. To beat number 3, Crack the Code. Got the job done last time, gets a lovely run just behind the speed again. Number 7, A Pair of Teeth down from Sydney, gets a nice run behind them. And 9, Zubo, a promising horse, has trialled well. It's going to be hitting the line hard. Just need some luck, 2 each way from 3, 7 and 9.
Yeah, I'm going with Crack the Code. She's 2 from 2 this campaign. I just thought she had the advantage on where they'd be in the run. Al Nafa was a very soft trial at Werribee. I thought her runs in the spring were good. Just didn't know quite what to make of the Werribee jump out, but I put her in for second. Zubo's a really promising type, 2 from 2 this campaign. Sorry, 2 from 2 and then won the trial recently at Geelong. She'll be very strong late and A Pair of Teeth down from Sydney next best, but I think Crack the Code will probably win again just because she'll get the right run. 3, 6, 9 and 7.
Matt Hill going for Zabu here, another of the Mick Price runners in the race, number 9, to beat 3-7-1. 9-3-7-1 in race number 2. Race 3 for the mares, and we see a few of these coming back, including I Am A Star.
Yeah, and a very handy mare she is, and it's a $5 chance today. Spanish Reef at 13, Prussian Vixen at 16. Teleplay, another horse scratch from Sydney to stay at home at $5. Princess of Queens, $3.80 in favourite. Furyk at 8, Just High for Luton, $5.50. Queen Annabelle at 14, and Bellaria is an $11 chance. Slightly more money for Princess of Queens, and it's gone $3.60, $3.80, $3.70, $3.80. Over I Am A Star, and a long, long way away is Just High for Luton.
Will a race fit mare or a fresh mare win it here, Dean?
I'm going with a race-fit mare in Princess of Queens, Andrew. She's having a really good preparation. That was a terrific run in the Australia Stakes, and she's only got a run to that. I think she'll run well. Her stablemate, Teleplay's got a great chance, and especially if we get a bit of rain, that's just a bonus for her. I think it's a good race for the Mick Price stable. I'm A Star resuming. She'll be competitive, and Just Highfalutin hitting the line late. But I'm with the Mick Price pair, 5-4-1-7.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers. I think this is the best each way for the day here. Number 4, Teleplay. I think she's a beauty. She first up last time in, took a spot, got to the outside, little bit of balancing up, and then just roared away. Was given no hope whatsoever Geelong Cup Day, and then a good win up the straight. Trialled well. He just needs to hold his spot, Michael D. Come out, hold his spot, and then dodge Prussian Vixen when it tires. If that happens, I think Teleplay's an each way special to beat number 5, Princess of Queens. Certainly got the race fitness on its side. It'll run well. Number 7, Just Highfalutin, going to be back and steaming down the centre late. And number 1, I Am A Star. She just gets better and further into her campaign over more ground. She'll get a great run. She's got a chance, but she's vulnerable first up. I'm keen on 4 each way from 5, 7 and 1.
Matt Hill likes Just Highfalutin, number 7, to beat 5, 1 and 8, 7, 5, 1 and 8 in race number 3. Race 4 is the... Oh, well, Glenn, I'll let you say it.
I told you they're back. It's the Schweppes Rubiton Stakes.
We looked after him this morning, Dino. We're here at Warwick Farm, right on the race course, but right next to the William Inglis, the brand new motel for Inglis. And the manager, who just loves us, the team over there, brought over 4 cans of Pepsi Max.
Could do with one right now, Andrew, I think, to pep me up. So, no, you're very lucky there, Munns.
I'll tell you what, I'm halfway through the second at the moment.
And, good run.
And you know, because I treat my body like a temple, Dean, and Mark, as you would fully expect, and like a lot of temples around the world, it's currently in ruins. There was no coffee brought over because I told the boys over there, you know, it's no good for you, that ground dirt and hot water. You're better off,
you
know,
didn't
getting
tell anyone. I organised it for you.
No, I'll tell you, there's no coffees.
No.
You
all right, Dean? Are you all right now? You got me worried, mate.
I'll be all right. I'll get through, Andrew.
You'll get through?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the market for the Rubiton.
You should sit on this chair that they've put me on here.
Well, we're at a little bit of an incline, but...
It's like an amusement park, right?
Well, Duff didn't complain, so don't you?
Well, he's 3 stone heavier than me. It didn't move. Right, here, let's have a look at the market on the Rubiton Stakes here. Voodoo Lad is a $5 chance. Nature Strip is at $1.50 and favourite at that price, of course. Jungle Edge, $9.50. Thermal Current at $15. Illustrious Lad at $15. Scratch the Next 2. And Tavasan is an $8.50 chance. Around about 50% more money on Nature Strip than there is on Voodoo Lad, but this morning, more money for Voodoo Lad than for Nature Strip.
All right, your thoughts here, Dean. Mark, in the Rubiton.
I don't like the race. I think there's 3 winning chances. I'm going to tip number 8, Tavasan, on top. It looks like it's come back in fantastic order, judging by the jump out at Caulfield. It's a fast horse. It's got 53. It'll fly the gates. It may even get across Nature Strip early if he's a bit tardy away. And if Michael D can get there, I think it'll take some running down to beat number 2, Nature Strip. Look, he might win. He might fire up over 1,100. I think it's poison odds if you want to back the horse. Number 1, Voodoo Lad. If they all overdo it, Voodoo Lad will be the one steaming at them late. They're the 3 hopes. And next best, number 4, Thermal Current, who might run on late and get a place if they weaken. I could have something on number 8 here, 8, 2, 1 and 4.
I've tipped Nature Strip. I think the play in the race is the Cronulla, though. As Mark's outlined, Tavasan's trials recently have been terrific. He's got such great gate speed, he always does, and he was tried over further, which didn't work last preparation, but... I'm going with Nature Strip. I thought he'd run in the Lightning next week, but he's here. I'm going 2 from 8, and as Mark said, if they overdo the speed up front, well, it sets up beautifully for Voodoo Lad, because 1,100 at Caulfield absolutely suits him, and any rain's a bonus, and certainly any rain's a bonus for Jungle Edge. I've put him in for fourth, but yeah, I'll probably play the Quinella in 2 and 8 there, 2, 8, 1, 3.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Nature Strip, as well. Now trained by Chris Waller to beat 1, 8, and 4. 2, 1, 8, and 4 in race number 4. And Nature Strip was down to go to the Valley on Monday, Dean, but it didn't go, did it?
No, he did. He did. He just
did
wasn't,
go.
There was just no vision of the gallop. I spoke with Warren Huntley. He went 800 and about 50 and a half and about 23 and a half home. So he was one of the best workers of the morning. Yep.
He was there, but no vision of it. Yep. Okay, Nature Strip. Let's move to these Blue Diamond preludes, because, gee, there's some hype around some fillies when we get to race 6. But what about the boys, race 5?
Yeah, I'm very interested around some hype around a colt in this that hasn't had a run. We've got Hawker Hurricane here as a $10 chance. I Am Immortal, $2.50 in favourite. Aussie at $7.50. Ox in at $9.50. Hulk at $13. Brazen Brando is a $7 chance. Exeter at $14. Groot at $23. Languishing at $21. And Shotmaker is a $6 chance. I'm Immortal, the most popular runner here. Did go up $3.50. That was probably in an all-in market, I think you'll find. Then $2.50 out to $2.60. Back to $2.50 this morning. Second pick is Brazen Brando. It went up as much as $11. Got all the way into $6.50, back to $7. And third pick is the unraced Shotmaker here. As much as $11 given all-in into $6.
Okay. I'll get some thoughts from Dean, because is it Shopmaker that you've been intrigued by?
That was the first horse backed in the all-in market.
Okay, on Monday. Yeah. Dean, your thoughts on the boys' prelude of the Blue Diamond?
Andrew, I've tipped I Am Immortal. It's another challenge for him going up 100 metres, but he was quite good on debut and probably open to a little bit of improvement, I still think, off that run. I think Exeter ran quite well. I was hoping for a gear change of a blinkers or winkers or something, but I think he can still run well here, and he'll be better as the races get longer. Hawker Hurricane, gee, he's tried well at Flemington recently. He looked really strong there. And Aussie off the debut run in Sydney. But yeah, I think this is a pretty tricky race. 2, 7, 1, and 3.
I like number 1, Hawker Hurricane here. It's especially with this rain that's coming, if the inside chops out with the rain, as it may well do. Hawker Hurricane set the one run on the soft 7 at Ballarat. It was a terrific win. You take a line through the third horse there, Al Burke, who ran well behind I Am Immortal. So you've got the same form line. You know Hawker Hurricane will handle rain affected. It's going to be very strong at 1,100 metres. As Dean said, trialled terrific recently. I think it's a great bet each way at double-figure odds to beat number 6, Brazen Brando. Maybe should have won that race on debut. It's drawn wide again. Whether they go back and just hope to run on, it'll run well. Number 2, I Am Immortal. I think the barrier draws helped it. It'll speed at the top. It'll get a softish run, be hard to run down. And 7, Exeter, who missed the start on debut, hadn't been doing that in jump outs. Better getaway can certainly go better. I think 1 will run well here. Would love some rain. 1, 6, 2, 7.
Dean, can I ask you about Shotmaker off what Dean has said there with the first wages there on Monday in the All Up? What's your feel?
I'll defer to Mark here. He knows a bit about the horse.
I've got a little share in it, Shotmaker.
Another one.
Yeah, the Empire, that's right.
Just a little share. Don't get carried away.
It is a growing empire.
Mick Price is very, very bullish. I heard someone on radio, I think Greg Miles said on radio down here this morning, that since 1982, only one horse has won this race on debut. Is that right, Dean?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a big ask. If it wins this, it's a good horse. It's very hard to win these races at your first go. But he's very upbeat, Mick Price. I can tell you that M. Zara trialled it, and he chose Hawker Hurricane over it in this race, if that's a guide for you.
Okay, well, we appreciate your open thoughts there, given that you own a little bit of Shotmaker. Matt Hill likes 2, I Am Immortal, to beat 4, 10, and 5. 2, 4, 10, and 5 in race 5. There's build-up about Shotmaker. I tell you, there's about 5 or 6 in the fillies race that have been getting all sorts of mentions here at the sales over the last couple of days, Glenn.
Yeah, and this, over the last few years, probably the fillies have had it on the colt. So this is going to be a very, very interesting race here. Two horses high up in Blue Diamond betting, starting with Catch Me, is actually the number one seed for the moment for the Longines Golden Slipper with $180,000 in prize money. It's the $2.20 favourite here. Then we go to Avina Kunkka at $21, Movie Roll at $34, Lankin Star at $14, Theory at $5, Brooklyn Hustle at $4. We go to Pelican at $26, Liar at $18, Beach Club 71, Sensitivity 34. Scratch the next three, go down to number 14, Miss Elena at $51. Scratch the next, presently is a $26 pop. Well, the two picks here stand out. Catch Me, double what's on Brooklyn Hustle here. Catch Me as much as $3, into as short as $2.15, back to $2.20. Brooklyn Hustle's always been around the, was $4.50 all in, $3.90, $4.20, $4. They're the two standouts. Next pick is a Theory, who's been pretty solid around the $5 mark, and a very, very long gap away to the next pick, which is Lankin Star.
Righto, Mark, your thoughts on the Phillies prelude.
Hey, it's a cracking race. It certainly looks the better of the two divisions. I'm with the Sydney visitor here, number five, a Theory. I just thought you couldn't win any better than what it did on debut. Any rain would certainly not hurt its chances. I loved its recent trial. It looks to be going super. It's going to be strong at 1,100 metres. And I'll go with it just on top of number one, Catch Me. It was a terrific win last time, sitting wide, digging deep. It's going to get a beautiful run from the gate. Number six, Brooklyn Hustle. Looks like it's come back in great form. Fantastic win. Does sound like it's got improvement. And I thought number eight, Liar, might be the best of the roughies running on. Not much luck first up. A good win second up. It's going to be very strong at the end of the trip. I'll go 5, 1, 6, then 8.
Yeah, I think you only need the three for the quality, as big a field as it is, and promising fillies that they are. But on with Catch Me, I thought it was a really good win first up. And her win last time in was excellent. She's just a very good filly, but she meets two good fillies as well. Brooklyn Hustle, I thought it's probably been the most spectacular win down here this season when she beat Yes, 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 the way she cut through the field so quickly and won that day. I don't know if she's wound up fully, but her trial was good. And a Theory, as Mark said, was a terrific win on debut, and a recent trial looked really strong as well. So they're clearly the three for me. I'll put in number four, Lankin Star, next best. I don't think she's done much wrong in her two starts to date. 1, 6, 5, and 4.
Okay, Matt Hill likes Brooklyn Hustle number 6 to beat 1, 5, and 2. 6, 1, 5, and 2. There is an all-in market for the Blue Diamond in a fortnight's time. It could change off these results, these last two races that we've previewed.
Oh, there's no doubt in the world the market will be affected by what happens today, Andrew. As they sit at the moment, Catch Me, the $4 favourite over Brooklyn Hustle and Loving Gabby at 6 a pair, a Theory at 8, I'm Immortal at 11, Shih Tzu is at $11 as well, and then $15 and longer the rest. Interesting to note there, a Theory was nominated for the Golden Slipper, then didn't pay the second acceptance, so now becomes a runner not nominated for the Slipper. They'll have to pay the late entry fee to run it in the Slipper if they want to.
All right, let's move to race 7 on that, to Sort Trials on Monday, so a lot of interest there. The Autumn Stakes is race 7 at Caulfield.
Yeah, and if you missed the Golden Path on Thursday, Andrew, it'll be replayed on Sky Thoroughbred Central coming up this morning at 10 o'clock, and that'll be each and every Thursday as we lead into the Longines Golden Slipper, the new show on Sky Thoroughbred Central. You should be...
I've videoed it.
I implore you to watch it, Andrew. The seventh here, we've got Ring-a-Ding-Ding as a $4.80 chance. Aramayo at $9.50. Good and Fast at $17. Social Spin is the $3.40 favourite. Dealmaker, a $5 chance. Declares War at $7. Hawkshot at $8. Secret Blaze at $16. Quadriga at $14. And Scratch the remaining runners. In the final field market here, Social Spin, the most popular runner, over Ring-a-Ding-Ding. And then Little separating Declares War, Dealmaker, and Hawkshot. But I know Dealmaker went up as much as $11 in the all-in market, and he's now a $5 chance.
Dean, the Autumn Stakes.
Andrew, I'm going with Social Spin because he's fit, he's going well, he'll make his own luck up on the pace. I think he's well suited. Dealmaker probably should have gone close to winning first up. He's got a very good hope, I think, here. Ring-a-Ding-Ding's the query runner. He's one poor run in Victoria was on shifting ground at Caulfield, so if the rain comes, that's a little concern. But also, his form did pick up when the blinkers went on, and he's still got them on. And next best, Hawkshot, who is his own worst enemy. I just wonder with a different trainer, different mindset, that they might just let him roll at 1,400 and sick of fighting him, he could give a sight. But I'd want all four running for me in the quali, 4, 5, 1, 7.
Yeah, gee, I think it's a real query race here with the fitness and changing stables of a few. I'm hoping that scenario unfolds that Dean mentioned with number 7, Hawkshot, going straight to the front. There's not a lot of speed. You've got Hawkshot, Quadriga, maybe Social Spin Box seating. I think from the gate, if Hawkshot jumps to the front, controls the race, it's going terrific. Maybe it should have won last time and just might run them into the ground at 1,400 metres with the race fitness. To beat number 4, Social Spin, going super, should get a great run behind him, and a soft track would be no worries. Number 5, Dealmaker, he's a good horse, Dealmaker. Whether he just needs further than 1,400 metres and whether the tempo will be against him, they're the queries. And I'll put number 2, Aramayo, in next best. Just thought it might have trialled better, but should get a good run up the fence and run on. 7, 4, 5, 2.
Matt Hill likes the toppy Ring-a-Ding-Ding, number 1, to beat 4, 6, and 9. 1, 4, 6, and 9, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, now trained by Chris Waller. The big Group 1 of the day is at 10-5 in Melbourne at Caulfield, the CF4.
Yeah, Brave Smash here is an $11 chance. Redkirk Warrior at 10, Fell Swoop is out. Special K is back at the races, affectionately known as he is. Kemantari, a Special K, $3.30 in favourite. Material Man, the WA Galloper at 14. D'Argento at 11, Land of Plenty, $5.50. Best of Day, 16, Mozzendale at 26. Saint-Yvon at $81. Manuel is a $41 chance. Mask of Time is out. Holbein at 51. 50 Stars at 19. Shillelagh at 17. And Whispering Brook at $7. Quality abounding here, but punters want to be with Special K. He's gone 350 into 3 to 340 to 330 to 340. Was 340 earlier this morning, back into 330. Second pick and roughly one-third the amount of money on what Kemantari has is Redkirk Warrior. Third pick is Brave Smash, who was as much as $21 in. Got into as short as $9.50, back to $11.
Dean, I'll come to you. How's it set up, the 1,400-metre Group 1?
Andrew, I think the speed here comes from Manuel. Barrier 3, he's first down to the rail. Whispering Brook will cross, I think, those inside her. And then whether Mossendale and Holbein take their chances from out wide, and even Saint-Yvon and 50 Stars up to 1,400 might be a little bit closer. But, yeah, I think Manuel leads probably the likes of Whispering Brook.
And who do you think wins the big one?
I've tipped Land of Plenty, and he'd probably be advantage, especially if the inside chops out through the day. His first up run was good. He's just very rarely puts in a bad run. Well, he hasn't for over 12 months, so I'm expecting him to run very well. Kemantari's trialled up well. He looks a good chance. He didn't win in the spring, but he raced well. I think Whispering Brook will give a great sight. She's won up to 1,600 metres. Placed at Group 1 level up to 1,600 metres here at Caulfield. So I don't think the extra distance will really bother her. And she's in career best form. And D'Argento got a similar profile to Kemantari. Didn't win in the spring, but raced in the good company. Looks to have trialled well. 7, 4, 16 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going to tip D'Argento number 6. It looks pretty much every bit as good as Kemantari is. And I think it's a race where Manuel will take control of the race and give a good kick. And you want to be on those ones trailing through. I think D'Argento is drawn to be not too close, but certainly not too far away. Follow through from gate 1. I think we'll run a terrific race to beat number 4, Kemantari. They'll be in similar spots. They'll be following through. I think they'll both run terrific. I think number 11, Manuel, at massive odds, was given no hope at all first up. It'll be fitter. It'll get a nice lead. Certainly wouldn't shock to see it in front with 150 to go. And fourth pick, number 8, Best of Days, who I think will miss the start. Fall down to the fence, follow through behind D'Argento and Kemantari, and run on strongly. Looking for a rails-dominated race, I'll go 6, 4, 11, and 8.
Matt Hill likes Land of Plenty number 7 to beat 6, 4, and 16. Whispering Brook, 7, 6, 4, and 16. And there's a couple that are in Sydney that are close relatives to Manuel.
Yes, Sunpatch, the horse of Ronnie Quinton's, is a half-brother to Manuel, and the horse of Brad Widdup's is actually a half to Manuel as well. It's a full to Sunpatch, both by Exceeding Excel.
Okay, and
Nice mare.
And obviously Manuel, Dean, is trying to get some votes, if it runs well today, into the All-Star Mile. It seems to have gone really well, the attention around that race, Dean.
Yes, it'll just, what the final field comprises of will be very interesting, Andrew, but yeah, there's certainly been plenty of interest around it.
Yeah,
the number one vote holder at the moment,
he's in today.
The ruler goes around at Doomben today.
the minimum wage.
Urban ruler.
I think he's about a $14 chance in a race in Brisbane, but he's the number one seed at the moment for the All-Star Mile.
Yep.
All right, and we urge you to go and vote. Maybe watch the races today. Elise was one that jumped out of the blocks after winning last Saturday. We're jumping out of the blocks looking at the Carline Cup, the last today.
Yes, and the toppy here is Trap for Fools at $9. Harlem's at 34, Ace High's at 10. Avilius, the $2.50 favourite. Arbitsum at $9.50. Night's Watch at $4.40. Call Me Handsome at 18. Secandrabad at 10. I'm a Princess at 19. And Bring Me Roses is a $10 chance. Punters want to be with Avilius here. 280, 270, 260. Actually went up 260 this morning. Already into $2.50. Clearly top pick over Night's Watch.
Mark, how do you see the last?
I see it as a real tricky race, Andrew, with first uppers. I can't get a good handle on the race. I'll tip number four, Avilius, who will get back, work its way into the race, and be really strong to beat number 10, Bring Me Roses. I thought it was terrific first up, running seventh. It was just powering through the line. It'll be fitter for that run. Number eight, Secandrabad. Not the greatest of luck first up. Fitter, ran well, will get a great run from the draw. And six, Night's Watch, who's one of the many today that have changed stables, certainly capable of winning this fresh. Tough race for me. I'll go 4, 10, 8 and 6.
Yeah, and I quite like Avilius. I think he's just a really good horse. The only two defeats from the Cox Plate in the Melbourne Cup where he nearly fell. I think he's very well suited first up. To beat Secandrabad, I think he'll win a decent race this time in. He was good first up, a little bit fitter. Night's Watch, as Mark mentioned, a stable change, but has trialled up, or he galloped at Moonee Valley Monday. And Trap for Fools next best, 4, 8, 6 and 1.
4, 8, 6 and 1 for Dean in the last. For Matt Hill, it's 4 as well, Avilius, to beat 10, 6 and 8. 4, 10, 6 and 8. Mark, how are you going to play the card?
Hoss, my day will revolve around race 3, number 4, Tally Play, each way as my best. And back to race 1, number 11, Lure Me In, I think we'll run down the outside and get the cash.
All right, but the best each way, Tally Play, race 3, number 4. Good luck today. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, how do you play for best bets?
Well, I'm a bit locked in, Andrew, and it's just starting to rain where I am, so the rain is hitting. Crack the Code worries me a little bit if the track deteriorates too much, but I'll have to stick with her. And quite happy to be with Avilius in the last. I think he'll be too classy. Race 9, number 4.
Race 9, number 4. So we're going to have to monitor this over the next, they're saying 2 hours, aren't they?
Yeah,
and it's meant to clear off again.
Yeah, it's only a fairly brief front, but it looks quite intense, so it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. But we'll be trackside, Andrew, and I'm sure we'll be picking that up through the day.
Yep, no, we will. I'm just looking at the radar. A lot of it has gone under Melbourne, which you're getting.
Yep.
But there's still some yellow and orange dots that may, so they may go above Caulfield. Anyway,
you've gone outside your line of charter with that mark on the line.
No, but I've done that for a reason, because I knew Mark had hung up.
Yeah.
So he's gone.
It's a gutsy play.
Yeah, no, it's a gutsy play. He'll be texting me, but anyway, we'll see how it plays.
Demarcation, they call that.
Yes.
I started industrial relations, Andrew. So.
It's about time you start.
I've got to get on my bike.
Have you got anything else, Dean?
Magic Millions in Perth, Nakovi. Simon Miller over here with Whispering Brook, but he might win the Magic Millions over there with Nakovi. It's trialled up really well.
Okay, good on you. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you later.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester, we thank these guys for holding on. We had to get Lizzie off the top, so it has delayed us. We're right under the pump here, Mun. So just you just take it for the next 5 minutes with your jockey challenges. Don't worry, I've got no time for them. Go on, you just do them. Go on.
If you could see Andrew relaxing here, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great sight to see. Right, the Jockeys Challenge at Caulfield. We've got Damien Lane's at $3.20 over Ben Mellum's at $3.60. James McDonald down there today at $4.20. Any other jockeys at $8. Damien Oliver's at $10. Mark Zara's at $11. Luke Curry's at $15. And Craig Williams is a $41 chance here at Warwick Farm for Inglis Millennium Day. And the weather just gets better by the minute here at the moment. Huey Bowman at $1.45. Blake Shin at $4.20. Timmy Clark's at $6. Brenton Abdullah and Jason Collett, $23 a pair. Any other jockey, $35. Robbie Dolan, $71. Andrew Atkins, $101. And quickly, the favourite in the Jockeys Challenge at Doomit is Robbie Fratt at $1.70. And Chad Lever, who's airborne at the moment, $1.85 favourite at Kembla. But Adrian Late's back. He's a little bit of a suspension, Adrian. He may stay at home and tend his expansive gardens and swimming pool. And they tell me it's looking an absolute treat, but he's back to work now, Adrian.
Good luck to Adrian. Munns, enjoy it out there, mate. It's going to be a huge day for the West. We urge people to get out here. The first race at 12:50, you'll be able to see all the racing interstate on all the TVs. There's so much activity on the lawns and behind the grandstands, all the kids' activities free of charge. So there's every reason for anybody to get out here and enjoy such a big day, more than $4 million in prize money to be won by owners today.
Yeah, just like the old days, Andrew, a Saturday race meeting at Warwick Farm, and at this time of year we probably should be having more of it because there's the stack of things to do here and plenty of opportunity for people to bring their families around and just have a run around and have a day at the race and get up close and personal with these lovely animals, and more importantly, especially my family, get up close with the jockeys. There'll be a few goggles being thrown into the crowd. That's the new trend with the jockeys now.
It is.
When you ride a winner, you've got to throw your jockeys into the crowd to the kids.
It is, for sure. All right, you have a good day. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. A break, and then we'll look at Doomben.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Pay 0% per annum on balance transfers for 26 months with a Bankwest Breeze MasterCard. 2% BT fee applies. Bankwest, bank less. New customers only, limited time, T's and C's apply. At Sutherland on the Grand Parade at Linden Street, we've had a gravel spill on the road. Got lights flashing yellow there at Northmead. It's North Rocks Road at Church Street. Parramatta, O'Connell Street and Victoria Road also has lights flashing yellow. And again at Hunters Hill, Ride Road at Gladesville Road. The King Living Summer Clearance is on now. Save up to 70% off selected King furniture designs. Hurry, don't miss out. Visit King Living today. Summer clearance on now. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the major greyhound racing around New South Wales and Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Plenty of feature racing coming up.
Going Greyhounds with host John Bunny Brash brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips galore. Catch it every Monday morning from 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Lionel, do you know our Chinese New Year tradition, Bing Lee?
Yes, Mum. We offer all our customers a gift.
And it must be given with the right etiquette.
An etiquette?
Lionel, that's an etiquette.
How about a bonus 10% Bing Lee gift card if you spend $200 or more? Would that be right?
It would be right, all right.
A bonus 10% gift card at Bing Lee.
It's your Chinese New Year's gift from Bing Lee.
Exclusions apply. See binglee.com.au for details.
Witness sporting immortality at the Star Chinese Festival of Racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, February 16. Be trackside as stakes racing in the world's best horse, Wings, return to Royal Randwick for the Star Apollo Stakes. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Get behind Place of Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle. You could win big with $500,000 in prizes on offer in every raffle. Plus, $5 from every $10 ticket directly supports a local grassroots sporting club or charity of your choice. With Play for Purpose, it's a win-win. Tickets available online at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCAU/2086.
The Country Championships commence tomorrow at Dubbo.
Yes, oh, gee, it's building in. The first real kick to it, isn't it? The English Millennium today. The Country Championship qualifiers begin for the Western Region tomorrow at Dubbo. You've got the English sale out here, the Classic sale beginning at 6 o'clock tonight and going for the next few days. It's all unfolding. Let's concentrate now on Doomben. Fine and a soft 6. They've had some rain, but not for the last 24 hours. The rail's in the true. Race 1, take out number 4. Race 2, 8 and 10. The 3rd, 3, 8, 9 and 11. Race 4, number 6. Race 5, the scratchings are 3, 7, 8, 12, 14. And the emergencies 15, 18 and 20. Race 6, 1, 4 and 7. Race 7, 1, 9 and 13. Race 8, number 14, and race 9, 9 and 10. And take note, a late scratching in race 5, the emergency back chat, number 21, is out as well. Race 5, number 21. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. As you said, we've had a fair bit of rain during the week. Welcome rain here in southeast Queensland. Mm. So no sign of it today, though. It's fine. And we could get an upgrade, but a soft six at the moment.
First race comes out time at 1:37. The Wallace stable have got the favourite, Big Boy Roy, number two, $1.80 is where it sits right now. Actually, let me get my eyes focused up. It's $1.60, number two, and Gun Tonte's number one at $5.
I think we can start with a winner here with this favourite, Big Boy Roy. He trialled well at Deegan, and he raced well at Eagle Farm. He ran second behind a very smart filly called Epimada. That was over the 1,000, but the best part of his work was the last 200. He's going to relish getting to 1,200 metres here today. Big Boy Roy, a colt by Dissident. Clearly got him on top of number six, Ray of Dreams, trained by Chris Lees. Now, this filly had no luck at all at the Sunny Coast last start, and she still managed to run third. Gun Tonte's number one, the second favourite. He's on a seven-day backup, very wide last week. Blinkers are going on him today, and then five, Sizzling Bay. Two, a good thing, I take that price, 6, 1, and 5.
2, 6, 1, and 5 in the first. Race two, it's a Class 3 plate. Number two, Reckless Choice, the favourite for Steve O'Day, currently at 2.40. 3, Saxton Rock at 3.50. And Taxi, number 11, at $5. At this stage, it's been a pretty quiet betting race.
Yeah, I think it's a two-horse race, Andrew, between the top two in the market. They have met before, and Reckless Choice beat Saxton Rock by a couple of lengths at the Sunny Coast. I can see Saxton Rock leading here, and Reckless Choice, hopefully from gate number one, he doesn't get boxed in. I just think he's a better horse, Reckless Choice. He went to Randwick second up, and look, there was good competition around him. He didn't shirk the task. He was only beaten a length and a half. He's back home. This is a lot easier, this Class 3 plate for Reckless Choice. So I think he gets the money. 3, Saxton Rock will take some running down from that inside gate. Then I think the race falls away. 11, Taxi, third, and fourth to nine, Not On Yanelli. 2, 3, 11, 9.
Race number three, a benchmark 75 at Doomben. Avolo, number two, trained by Toby Edmonds. $3.30 is its quote and favourite. Over seven, Miss Sara at 4.20. And number four, Naked for Barry Lockwood at 5.50, along with Perfect Witness. Again, at this stage, pretty quiet.
I think Avolo, he'd nearly be, you know, a horse that you'd want to take home out of all of these. And I'm going to put him in on top here. He won well the week before Magic Millions at the Gold Coast over 2,200, working very hard. And then he was on a seven-day backup, and he ran 10th at Tumultuous in the Magic Millions Trophy. Everything was going well until about the 250 when he couldn't get clear running. So that was a bit inconclusive. I think back on song today, ridden more positively, I think he'll win a Volo number two. To beat number seven, Miss Sara, she's on a hat-trick. She won the midweek at Doomben by four. She went to Beaudesert 5 days later and won by five. And she's going to lead here and give you a great sight. Got number one, the Walla runner, Buda Rackham, in the mix here. He's dropping back in grade, hasn't quite measured up at Randwick at his last two, but this looks suitable for him. And then Naked was good last start at Eagle Farm, went second. 2, Avolo, 7, 1, 4.
2, 7, 1, and 4. Race four. This is over the 1,050. Mashani Hustler, number one's the favourite at 2.80. But coming after it is Sanglier, number four, having its first run for Matt Dunn. I interviewed him out here yesterday, and it was formerly with Godolphin, and now it's with Matt, and it's 3.30, but starting to get some real good support, number four.
Yeah, there's a lot of speed in this race, and Sanglier's not one of them. He's the one that's likely to come out of the speed battle, camp on them, and he can finish over the top of them. He did win a trial very impressively the other day at the coast with the handbrake on. Having said all of that, this Mashani Hustler's got a terrific record. And first up, he ran fifth in open company, beaten a little over a length to Fiery Heights. That's excellent form. And then he engaged in a speed battle last start, went fourth behind Magic Fox. Now, he's got gate one, three off. So I'm going to bank on him getting back into the winner's list, Mashani Hustler. To beat number three, Archer's Paradox, another speedster. And then I've got Sanglier, the Matt Dunn runner, in for third. But if they go quickly, he can finish strongly. And then two, Defence Missile. 1, 3, 4, 2.
Race number five at Doomben, and Why Catch Me, number four. for Ben Curry. It's the favourite at 380. Six Kid Flash with tab.com.au currently 480. And initialised number 13 down the bottom there, currently at $6.50. Maxi?
Yeah, fair bit of speed in this as well. And my on top choice, Why Catch Him, number 4, is one of those. We haven't seen him for 10 months, but he does boast a very good record for Ben Curry. And he trialled very, very impressively in Toowoomba. The horse that he beat was his stablemate called 8 Over, who blitzed them last Saturday night in Toowoomba. A couple of kilos off for Clayton Gallagher. Keep an eye on the market because it's been so long since he raced. But I'm going to take the punt on Why Catch Him. To beat number 6, Kid Flash, he'll love the pressure being on up front here because he'll be running on strongly. He's 2 runs back, very good. Then number 5, Desert Cowboy, and 1, Jet Sonic. 4-6-5-1.
4-6-5-1 there to race number 6. By the way, Maxie, this meeting, was it originally set down for Eagle Farm and they moved it over?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was the case. You know, the report that they got at the Brisbane club was that they needed to get back into Eagle Farm slowly but surely. So, yes, it was originally planned for the farm.
Yeah, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. I'm talking with Mick Goody and the trainers. Right. I was talking to Tony Gollan here yesterday. I mean, they're just talking it in such a positive way for the future now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a long wait, Andrew, and it's just been playing so well. And it's our big betting track in Queensland, so it's good that we're back there. We can bet up now with plenty of confidence at the farm.
For sure. Race 6 today at Doomben, number 10, Longrow here. Langrow, number 10, at $2.50. Curdled, number 3, is at $3.90. And Goodonya Sonia, number 11, at $6.50. 10, 3, and 11 is the market order here. Maxi, race 6.
Yeah, very interesting race. We've got this Langrow, number 10, now with Stephen O'Day, formerly with Mick Price. Very, very good form in Melbourne. Ran second to Caulfield with 61 first up behind Star Fall. So that's an excellent measuring stick. And then he ran third when leading down the straight at Flemington, third behind Just High for Luton, beaten only a neck. He's got an inside gate, which is a big advantage here at Doomben. So I'm going to take the punt on Langrow, number 10. He's just got to get around our way of going. To beat number 11, Goodonya Sonia. Now, I think they were in two minds whether to run from that bad gate, but they've decided to go to post with her. She was excellent last start at Doomben. 3, Curdle, to sit back off the speed and run on. And then 5, Super Suave, another one that'll be quick out, take the trail. But I think he'll lead Langrow. Give us a great sight. I've got him in on top of Goodonya Sonia. 10, 11, 3, 5.
10, 11, 3 and 5. Race 7 over the 13.50. Leroy the Conqueror here, number 10, the favourite at $3.40. Just Though Maxi over Boomtown, last number 6 at $3.50. And then it's out to 5, Red Steena at $6.
I'm taking the punt on one at $12 here. Number 12, Love Struck. First up, he ran 10th at the Gold Coast at one of those Saturday meetings behind the Smart Snow Valley. Beaten 4.9, but no clear running whatsoever in the home straight. I'm sure he was going to be in the finish. And then he came back to a maiden handicap, a good solid mate of the coast, and he was too good. The horses that ran second and third behind him ran first and second at the sunny coast last night. Blinkers back on. I think Price will give us a great sight, Love Struck. To beat number 6, Boomtown Lash, she was excellent last start because there was a riderless horse in the race. And to avoid that riderless horse running across in front of her, she basically raced it from the start and still won by 6. But that was a maiden. She's up a grade on that. Then 2, Alpine Dancer to run on, and 5, Red Steena to run on as well. She almost fell at the sunny coast last start, Red Steena. 12, those, 6, 2 and 5.
Race number 8 over, again, the 13.50. Australian Bloodstock and Chris Lees are up there. Star Reflection, number 6, the favourite at $2.70 over Oink, number 9, at $6.
Yeah, I'm hoping we've still got a little bit of give in the ground by the time this race comes around. I think we will, and I'm giving number 2, Dreams of Plenty, who's desperate for a cushion in the track, and he'll get it today, I feel, Dreams of Plenty. He'll go forward. Last start, he ran 5th over the mile at Eagle Farm behind Emphasis. Dropped off late, but he did far too much work. I think this is more achievable for Dreams of Plenty. To beat number 9, Oink, another one that's been very costly. He's winning post shy, but I think a lot's got to do with a very firm track during the summer, and he'll get the give today, Oink. So give him another chance. then 6-star Reflection to Run On Hard. She's in great form. And 15, Urban Ruler, this one that's heading to the All-Stars, did trial very well the other day. 2, 9, 6, and 15.
Yeah, it's the highest rated horse at this stage. The owners of the large group of them and the Brisbane fans have flocked behind it, Urban Ruler, the highest rating vote horse in the All-Star Mile at this stage. So a lot of eyes watching it today, number 15 in race 8. The last at Doomben, Mashani Bullet. It's been the best backed in this last race. Clearly, it's the favourite at 290 over Luguge, number 3 at $3.70.
I think class will come to the top here with Mashani Bullet. He's down in grade significantly. He's finally got the 1,600 metres and a jockey that gets on with him best in Brad Stewart. Now, he's going to have to make all the right moves on this guy. He's a four-year-old entire, Mashani Bullet. He's not straightforward, but he's the best horse in this race. So just leave it up to the jockey. I think he'll come home sailing today, Mashani Bullet. To beat number 3, Lejuge, Chris Waller's runner. He's been going great guns since transferring to the Coast Stable. This is harder, though. Then 6, Shadal, the other Waller runner. Bit of giving the ground is going to suit him. He's been terrific at his last two wins. And then the likely leader, Cubas, to hold on and pick up some of the bunny. Very keen on Mashani Bullet 1 to beat 3, 6, and 2. And I have made him the special today. Race 9, number 1, Mashani Bullet at Doomben.
Race 9, number 1. Enjoy your day out there. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben, the first today at 1:37. Don't forget also, if you've missed anything through the morning, the Sky Sports Radio Twitter page has got the podcasts. It's got the tips from all our experts. That's Sky Sports Radio 1 through your Twitter. At Sky Sports Radio 1 for all the information if you've missed anything this morning. We're looking at Kembla Grange. They got 24 mil in the storms last night. It's a soft 7, but it should improve a little bit with the weather fine. Now, the scratchings. Race 1, 1, 5, 6 and 8 are out. Race 2 is clear. The third takeout, 3 and 10. Now, race 4, takeout 3, 5, 8, a late one in the zone, taken out at 7:33. Also, 9, 11, and 14. So, race 4, 3, 5, 8, a late one, 9, 11, and 14. Race 5, number 7. Race 6, takeout 3 and 5. Race 7, 1, 5, and 6. And race 8, takeout 1, and the late scratching of number 9, Celebrator. So, the two scratchings out of race 8. 1 and 9, a late scratching. John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. A bit of a trick shot today, Andrew. They raced there Tuesday. You got the rail out 5 on a soft 7. So, mate, look, a very interesting card. Obviously, you get a fair few scratchings when you get these conditions. But, mate, hopefully we can find a couple today.
All right, let's surge into the mate here. In the first, My King Council, number 2, the favourite at 270 over Uber Lux at 350.
Yeah, I made it 2, 3, 4, 7, Andrew. I'll give it to him, My King's Council, but he's starting to wear the punters down, this fellow. He's been close his last couple. He was well beaten by Mushroom Rock, but the run prior here was pretty good. Look, he's got that placing on the soft and... look, it's a bit of a wait-and-see job. I'm keen to have a look at a few of these in the yard, but I'm going to go My King's Council on top here. What about this one? Reduced Choice, Faint Perfume, Heroic Fighter. He ran into Ahmad and Hotel Amore on debut. That was in a mile. Ahmad won on Wednesday on the Kendo, and then they got the job done at Bathurst. So only 2 starts, Gerald Ryan, Adrian Lake. Got a good book today, Adrian. Very keen to see what this looks like in the yard. Uber Lux, she should be ready to go now. She gets up to the 2,000 for the first time. But, again, suited in these soft conditions. And 7 side if he boxes on okay. 2, 3, 4, 7 in the first. Andrew?
Righto. To race 2, number 2, Charm Offensive's the favourite. Short at $2 for local trainer Gwenda Markwell. Sonja, number 11, for Godolphin, is at $6.50.
Yeah, I've got 2, 7, 8, and 1 here, Andrew. I've got to go with Gwenda's horse, Charm Offensive. He was pretty good last preparation, placed in, he's replaced 3 of his 5, and they've all been seconds. He just went under last time over the 1,000, 2 runs back. So, from the good gate, they're a good combination, aren't they? Keegan Latham, Gwenda Markle. So, I'll go with it on top here. Look, 7, Fabuloso of Gay's, Gay and Adrian's horse. The placing here over the 1,000, first up beyond Bisque. Look, it's had three trials, and a couple of those have been good, solid sound out, so it should be ready to go. Look, this interests me. John O'Shea's horse, Fox Pack, this girl, has only had the two runs, but a good effort on debut on the soft was beyond Unify. Showed good speed that day. It's had a trial to fit it up here, and they're usually pretty good in the ground, these Fox Wedges. So I've got a good watch on it, and the top weight sound off. Best of the rest for me. 2781 the second.
Race 3, the Bird Lily Lounge, benchmark 64. Chickadilly, number 5, again for Gwenda Markwell's the favourite at 270. Zaron, number 1, at 370. And Destiny's Reward down there today for Matt Smith, number 8. It's currently at 460 at tab.
Yeah, going a bit wide here for me, Andrew. 2518. I'm going to go Coringle Star for Mark G. Earlier on, his form was really good, this fellow. A couple of his highway runs were good. He's got good soft form. And he's got pretty good first-up record. So I thought he's about $8 or something in the market. So I'm going to go with him if he's... I clean to have a look at him in the yard, but if he's nearly ready, he's got a great chance at the odds. Look, Chickadilly, she's straight out of a maiden, but she's pretty promising. $2.80 about a straight to a 64 here, but she's on her home track. You don't want to take too many of Gwenda's on down here. But, look, I just thought against... the top weight and the second top weight, that she might not be that well suited, but she's obviously very progressive. Particularly when you talk about horses like Zaron, he's won 12 races. So look, he went round in that Kiara Japan Cup. He couldn't take it out again this year, but he's good in the ground. He gets the claim and he's speedy. He'll be there all the way. And this interests me a bit. Destiny's Reward now with Matty Smith. Look, certainly got good enough soft form to give it a chance. So. Look, not a bad race, the third. 2, 5, 1, and 8, Andrew.
Righto. To race 4, this is over the 1,200 metres today at Kembla Grange. And in this race with Tab, Super Bowl Sunday, number 1, the favourite for Mark Newnham at 260. 6, a Kane for Godolphin at 310. And...